You're listening to Bigologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.bigologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow bigologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just start it off formally. It's March the 23rd, 2018. I'm here with Kelly from... Kelly from in between Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Like I'm just taking off the balls, like getting the date and that read to me.
Yeah. So, what are we going to talk about today? What have you got on your mind, Kelly? Here we are on the Fakeologist audio live stream, and I've heard you many times over talking with Chris Kendall and John Adams. And,
I've heard you, and you've heard me, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't spoken really at all.
No.
What got you into this subject?
Oh, man, it's just like the same. I'll be a bit like the same ish. I mean, everybody's got a slight variation, but it's the same-ish sort of, like, journey, whatever you like to call it, like, rabbit hole in, whatever.
Sure.
It's sort of like questioned anything like that, or was interested in anything like media, or I just wasn't interested for a long, long time. And then I got the internet, and it's sort of like, then I started looking at things like, what is like the Gaza Strip and stuff like that. But I was watching documentaries that are just as much shite as anything else, you know what I mean? So started like watching things like that, and then the Iraq War, I was pretty into that. And still never questioned 9/11 though, and I've seen like lots of documentaries going on about it, and I was just like, they fuck it off their heads. I really didn't think like that, and just didn't, like, I can understand in a way the people that sort of dismissed, because I did dismiss it for a long time, just didn't even really go there, sort of a thing.
Sure.
Maybe I watched a couple of things that took me a wee while, and it was like,
Can I ask you, Kelly, it's rude to ask a woman her age.
No, what was it? I'm 39 years.
39. You're 39 years young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm old. I don't mind that. Do you know what I mean? It's
fine. Old, young. Yeah, I know. I'm just sucking up to you, Kelly.
How old young are you?
I'm 48. And look, have you seen September Clues, Simon Shaq's groundbreaking?
That did come up because I seen that a while back. Like, it was sort of like, see, when I started get obsessed with things, like, I get totally obsessed with things. And I did get totally, 9/11 was probably like the worst I've ever been about something. And once I started on it, I was just like, you know, I thought to myself, for all that, the times when I was looking, which is probably about like the best part of, I don't know, like a year, 2 years, Judy Wood, all the shite of the day, and then
Judy, justification and
I love all that. No, I'm looking. What is it? Shaving foam and. What's that? She was saying it's like the shaving foam effect. And I can't mind our terminology, but
that's
okay. I sort of watched that for a wee while, and I never really got too hung up on one person, you know what I mean? It just seems to be like a journey, but I was kind of like, none of it sat right with me, you know what I mean? So it's like, she is talking shite, it's still no making me feel like, I don't know, it's no sitting right, like, so I just kept looking and looking and looking and looking, and...
Yeah. Have you got her book?
I knew one day that I'd find something that would answer the... And it would sit right with me.
Yeah.
But it took ages to find. Like, I just heard the thing that Chris was talking in.
It's more of a picture book, Judy Wood's book, and I've heard her, and she doesn't seem honest to me. I just, not like Simon Shack. I saw Simon's, I think I must have seen Simon's movies, because he released two, didn't he? The 2007 and 2008 version, where with the better graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And they've since been deleted. He's lost his YouTube account. Same with Ab. Ab's lost his YouTube account, because of community guidelines, bullshit.
So, like, there's something like, there's like hundreds of crazy things going on now. But see, what was I going to say? I did see September Clues a while back. But see, because I had no experience of like manipulating images or anything like that. It wasn't the thing that, like, although, see, like, later I went back and watched it, and see that, like, the week before that, I'd, like, taught myself how to do a wee bit of photoshopping or something like that. It was like, to make a
Is that what you do for a living? Do you do CGI stuff? Do you do CGI stuff for a living?
Kind of dabble in a wee bit of anything, if you know what I mean, teach myself different things. And I had kind of done that just a couple of days previously to like the second time, and I watched it, and I was just like, and then it made like loads of sense after that. But it was like listening to Chris just go and say, it's all shit. I can't even remember like what episode or that it was, but I showed it to my sister, Simon Shack. And the second one, that one year, the amended one, and I said to my sister Victoria, I said, I'm going out for a cigarette. Now, watch this, and if you still believe in this, like, I was me thinking that, and it was that, do you know the bit when it's like, packed the...
Here comes Ed.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, that's right. And you can help out Ab any way you want. Help him out with your PayPal. And I'm here with Kelly from between Glasgow and Edinburgh. And if you can understand her thick accent, Ab will probably not understand you, but I can perfectly. I can hear you perfectly. Yeah.
I was going to say there, I so it was like my sister. I went out for a cigarette. I came back. It was only like 5 minutes into it. It's like, pat the helicopter that you. It's like you can't see it from angles, and it's a good bit of footage that Simon made in that second one. And my sister was just like, that was her. Like, that changed her.
Your sister actually changed her point of view.
5 minutes of pat. It was awesome.
At the helicopter where he put the little arrows over Pat, right? Yeah, right. He called it Pat. Yeah.
My sister was like, she's like, my God, like, that really just did a lot for her, just right in like a couple of minutes, you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
But I had to kind of be explained it, like, it's weird, eh, because it's kind of obvious when you've like been explained it, but if you... It's like the omission of information, powerful way to just, like, keep folk daft. Because if you've never, like, made the connections in your head, because you've never been exposed to, like, that, a certain thing, then most of the time you only think about it, you know what I mean?
Did you listen to me interview Jesse War the other day? There was a little bit of controversy about that. Did you hear that?
Nuke lies.
Yeah, nuke lies. Like, I have the highest respect. I mean, my two favorite videos of all time on YouTube are September Clues and Nuke Lies, which Jesse War made. And, John LeBond's having a little bit of a go at me, saying that how can I be so, Lord Jesse, you know, and then a couple of days later, he did say he was in New York, and I was just asking... questions about what he saw, because I know what I think happened. I don't think I was rude, though. Do you think I was rude? I don't know. Did you?
I
listened
to it, but I listened to it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't be bothered about whether I mean.
I just wanted to know what Jesse saw. I was just a little bit, maybe a little bit too forthright with What did you see, Jesse?
What he saw when he figured out the nukes.
He was in New York on 9/11. He was in New York.
Yeah, I remember when he was on an interview with Chris, and he said that he's seen, that's right, I remember that. He says that he's seen parts of aeroplanes sticking out of the pavements.
Yes, that's right, where it was underneath the scaffolding.
Oh, another guy that I actually quite like listening to him, right? I don't care. But there's a guy, you know, Clint Richardson.
Clint Richardson, yep. Keep going, yep.
He says he was at 9/11 and smelt the flesh and that, but do you know what I mean? It's like, that's just a kind of, I don't know. It's like, whatever. I don't know. Or is it? I don't know.
Kelly, I think if there were real people that died that day, there would be wrongful death suits and things like that. In America,
they thought would have been loaded, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Financial, the top of the finance thing like that.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, me personally, I don't think there was anyone in the towers. There's no evidence for it. I mean, there's strong evidence, you know, when you've got Bob McElvain going around and can cry on cue all over the world. That tells you it all, that there's only a few of these people that are bullshitting.
People can do things like that. I mean, my head's well around that fact, if you know what I mean, but just that, like, I don't know.
They're sellouts for money. I'm not saying that. Look, again, Jesse Waugh. I've got the highest respect for Jesse Waugh for Nuke Lies. And because I questioned him, I just questioned him. Go.
I listened to that interview not long ago because I've been archiving like the Hoax Busters calls on.
Because of them losing their blog. Yeah, that was pretty hard work,
To that interview not so long ago, and I was like, man, he's saying he's seen bits of planes, man.
Yeah, but that bit of plane, again, I think, like, I can't speak for Jesse because he's not here, and he says he's not going to be back. He said I was disgusting, but anyway, look, I was just trying to, I think that bit of plane was placed there as part of to show that there were planes, and it's quite clear from September clues there were no planes, none at all, no planes, all CGI.
I don't even think there was a plane part. There you go.
But apparently, wasn't even a plane part from the actual 767 or 757. Anyway, it was like a way smaller. 767 is a massive Rolls Royce engine or whatever in it.
It's a crazy. You could obsess with that forever, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. You got to let that shit go, yeah, for sure.
That wee thing about the, just the kind of, alright, it's like a big sort of video, right? It's right, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, this is the only, like, story I've ever heard, that kind of,
Well, I mean, the first thing I ever heard, I remember at the time, especially, was Alex Jones going on about the passport that floated out, and that's how they got onto Muhammad Atta. You know, that right. Bullshit. Oh, God.
I never even got into, like, the official story for a long time. I was just kind of like, right, Bin Laden, whatever, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what the Twin Towers were.
Me neither. Yes. Very good. Yeah, I've never been to New York. What the fuck? When I woke up that morning, the next morning, after, what the fuck are the Twin Towers? And why is everybody going batshit crazy on the news? And yeah, you're right. Yeah, what the fuck are these things? Yeah. Good point.
Mom, she likes a drink, and she was kind of like, that came in the app. She was like, get into it. She's like, the Americans have been gone about dead eggs for ages. So get into the next day when I seen her at her work, she works in like the job site, she's like, I know it's terrible, isn't it? See the night before.
Yeah.
She was all like, I never seen anybody react to it like she did. She was like, I need this.
The first thing I did, Kelly, was turn on my video recorder and record, because I could smell a rat. I think I could you know, somehow deep down I could smell a rat, or this was going to be important. So record it. Yeah, and I recorded it. And I made a show with Ab. I think it's Radio Rolo 15 or 14, where I went over the video that I recorded that afternoon, you know, because it can never be found again. And nobody was questioning the official bullshit story at that time. It was only later on. It was a guy called David. What was his name? He did a thing called In Plain Sight. David, he had a red cardigan on. Have you ever seen that, In Plain Sight?
French guys coming.
No, he was I think he's an American. He did a show with... Oh, far out. David Von Kleist, his name was. Yeah, have you ever seen it, In Plain Sight? Good.
That's the first thing I ever saw, I think, and it was just like they were... Where is, what's the Boeing? Where is it? Like, they had a website. I don't think they had a documentary or anything, but it's just a website showing you the Pentagon. And
yes, like, that was it. Yeah, the French guys. That's the one. You've got it. You've got
it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was the best part of In Plain Sight, because all the rest of it was, he was saying that there were pods underneath the planes hitting the towers. So that all of that was bullshit. But the no plane being at the Pentagon is very important. Yes. Yes. No plane at the Pentagon whatsoever. Just a hole.
Do you know what? I was like 20 or something when it happened. And
yeah.
I just remember, like, it was the news, and see, like, how their talking all changed. And then one minute it was like, we're going to go here and do this and blow the fuck up this place. And then it was like, and that was scaring me. See that kind of,
yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I was watching Fox and CNN back then, and you had Bill O'Reilly and what's his name? Not Anderson Cooper, before him. Oh, he was this, oh, I can't remember his name, the white-haired old guy. And, yeah. Oh, it was terrible time. And they were all itching for war, and then they went and attacked.
It was like pornography.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, look at that. Shock and awe.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Like, go to a fireworks display. Oh, look.
Yeah,
you've got the best of weapons. Look at this beautiful weapon we've got here. You know, it's just like... honestly, like, freaking out, like, thinking, like, what is going on? I mean, I just never really paid that much attention, but things were kind of a wee bit sane.
I know exactly where you're going with this, Kelly. I can remember it now in my mind's eye, when you had them there, they're showing all these weapons and how we're going to attack. Yeah, and Fox was all over. And Rupert Murdoch has got to take a lot of fucking blame for that. Rupert fucking Australian Murdoch, or English, or whatever he is.
Mushroom-faced shite.
Yeah, scumbags. Warmonger scumbags. And anyway, at least we've got older. Kelly, me and you have got older now, and a lot wiser. Yes.
...than him, and his silly wife. why is she going out with him?
Who's the silly wife? Whoever's married Murdoch, I don't know.
Well, that used to go out with whatever, who cares, but...
Nah.
Imagine waking up beside...
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, look, we live in happier times now, I think. Donald Trump doesn't seem like a filth pig like... I never liked George W. Bush. George W. Bush put over 150 people, I think, to death in Texas, and... anyone who can put anyone to death is wrong, in my view, yeah.
It's like, just altogether, just like, nuts, like, I can't handle the insanity, the just your thought and discussion, and it drives me, like, I was doing on the Guardian website this morning.
Oh, the Guardian, yeah, oh, yeah. Mainstream crap.
Which analytics, I was like, oh my god, no, I just can't handle it. I'm saying, it's like...
You can't handle the bullshit, but you can handle the truth, though. So obviously you like hoax busters, and you like fakeologists, and and you're obviously someone who can handle the truth, yeah.
I make a wee bit of sense of things, you know what I mean? It's like, sense, and then I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is any better than when we're shocking all was in. I think it's just like, lost. Sort of a And then it's all this sort of a conspiracy theory people. Gaslighting folk. It does my head in. It's like, and they take like Chrissy's blog down, but it's horrible. It's horrible. Eh? I think that's
Well, the Jesse's blog was ruined by Ray West, or is it Ray West?
It's looking too, eh? It was took like over. Blogs people have got that. That's another wee. I don't know if it's a suspicious thing. I'm not saying anything like that, but. Their blogs look like crazy purpose, you know what I mean? Colours and Jews this. As soon as you say that, man.
Yeah, well, Ray West is has always been, I mean, Ab's interviewed him and, It's a bit like, there's people like John Friend, who I have a lot of respect for, and I like a lot of his stuff. But, you know, there's quite a bit of Jew bashing in there. And look, I'm not averse to it, too. I've done it in the past. I still don't like the Benjamin Netanyahu and the way he carried on about the Pulse nightclub hoax.
You can't, criticise, you know what I mean? You can't criticise that. It'd be the same if I was to criticise, kind of similar, but probably be worse if I was to do criticism of Jew people, but like if I was to criticise someone that was a black activist or something, woman, you know, and it's just like it's mental. It's really.
Yeah, well, that's what Gaia was getting at. I think Gaia is like new think and double speak is really coming into it now, especially with people self censoring because they're afraid of YouTube. That's why Ab's done the right thing with Fake Tube. Ab's done, Fake Tube, where they can't take it down.
Well, I would like to educate you a wee bit, like, how the technology seems to be really, a good setup and of the technology.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're on other people's platform, you've got to play by their rules, but here we are on. Discord, apparently. Discord are taking servers down now. I don't want to fearmonger by any stretch, but.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're not fearmongering saying that. You're just like saying exactly what's going on. It's like there's something weird fucking going on. I've always thought, for the minute I had a shot in the internet, and I can remember the day I had the first shot in the internet, and I thought, fucking, that's fucking brilliant, so it is. But then I'm like, do you know what? That is not going to be like that. I've always feared that, they are not, this is going to turn into, the television. Television was great. But it's just going to sterilise, the radio. You couldn't get any more sterile than the radio. The radio is absolutely dead, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Well, look, I tried to ring John Laws the other day and I didn't even get a chance to someone was saying I didn't even get my 15 minutes of fame. I wasn't looking for it. But John Laws, I mean, there's no way I would even get, be able to question 9/11 say David Hogg with the thing that happened in Florida without being called a conspiracy theorist and hung up on. Bang. Gone. That's what he'd do to me.
And there's a wee kind of bit of me too that I would like to somehow, I can't do it though, it's too much of a task, but it's like, how do you get round kicking off that term? It's just a term. It's just a term that it doesn't mean anything. It's just like a term that's like, I don't know,
Yeah, but that, I mean, Kelly, that term's been created in 1963, I think, for to immediately shut down discussion. Yes.
That's how, they've got folk back to balls the other way. For a wee while, it was, freaking me out. How come everybody, look at this? How it was annoying me for a while, thinking, is it that, folk question that, what is this thing that they've got folk by? You know what I mean? And it's a whole host of things, isn't it? And it's not even allowed freedom in the.
So you're breaking up a bit. Do a take two on that.
Folk are not even allowed a bit of freedom in their own head. And that's none of us. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to sit there and wonder about 9/11, and the folk that like didn't wonder about 9/11, well, they're not allowed to wonder about it. So it's like, nobody's even allowed to be free in their own like thought space. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. Well, Denny's a good man. I mean, you obviously like. I like him too. He's fantastic. Yeah, he's a good man. I'm going to go for a cigarette. Do you want to just hang on, and or do you want to just continue on for a little longer?
Longer? I have anything to say. I hope to speak longer.
Yeah. All right. Well, just go to mute, and I'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Okay.
It's cool.
Good on you, Denny. Denny Kelly. Denny Kelly.
Denny. Napoleon. I've never spoke to him, but yeah, I don't know who he is. Anyway.
He's not here at the moment. He's not here at the moment, but if he comes in, you're more than welcome to have a chat with him. All right. I'll be back in a few minutes. All right. All right. I'm back with Kelly. Oh, that's better. Okay. So what is it again? It is, Friday, March 23, 2018. Good Lord. If Ab had trouble understanding Denny's accent. Kelly, oh my goodness, your accent. I reckon Ab's going to really struggle with your accent. Now, have you listened to John Lebon and John? Have you listened to the big long chat they had? I just listened to the whole hour and a half of it. Then I hear Napoleon's typing. He might come in. Come on, Napoleon.
A kiss for me.
Give him a kiss. There you go. Kiss for Napoleon. He's typing in now, so maybe he'll come in and say good day. But yeah, you can understand him perfectly, can't you? Yeah. Okay, let's have a look.
That's, you can tell. Somebody said to me that me and Napoleon and Typo have got this, like, similar. I'm like, no, none of us have got the same accents whatsoever, but we're all working class. That's the difference, by the way. You know what I mean?
I think so. I'm sort of working class too, even though I don't sound it, but I am. I'm the bottom.
And I think that's why we've got like dead local sort of regional accents.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't tell that I'm from England and I came out in 1975. I'm a Brit. I'm a Sassenach. Call me a Sassenach. Come on, call me a Sassenach.
What does that mean?
Sassenach is a Scottish derogatory term for a Brit. Yeah.
And they say, oh, shut up, you jock, or whatever.
You were did you like Braveheart? Like, I like that too. Because my favourite bit, you know, he's hung, drawn, and quartered, and he says, freedom! I mean, it's a great revenge flick.
All right, then. It's probably amazing him. I mean, you ever heard of Robbie Burns?
Robbie Burns. Yeah, there was a guy. There was a real nice Scottish. John Laurie. John Laurie, who was in Dad's Army, used to read Robbie Burns a lot. Yeah, he was great.
Well, that's an amazing one. I never knew this. Robbie Burns is like always held up. You know, always the best poet that's ever. Like, not being funny that, but being a poet isn't really that great of a thing, you know what I mean? How's your candidate a wee poem?
Okay. Keep going.
And when I started learning more about Masonic kings, he kept coming up all the time. Well, it turns out he's like king of the Masons. It's like they love him. He is one, and or was one.
Oh, he's a Mason, is he? Yeah.
Well, I don't know exactly what they call him, but he's... Because, do you know what he gets called? The Bard. B-A-R-D. And it's just like, oh, aye, the Scottish Bard. Everybody punts these words about. Well, I think I was watching Jan Irvin one day, and he said, do you know what... Well, he didn't say it to me, but he's like, do you know what a Bard is? And he wasn't talking about Robert Burns. He's like, a Bard is a poet or a writer that's writing on behalf of the crown. And I'm like, Robbie Burns has got this kind of anti thing with air about him and that, but he's just a lot of shite. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Yeah, well, I'm not the biggest reader of all, and not big into poetry, but, yeah, if you're telling the story, yeah, Bard, So he's like protecting the crown. Are you saying that that's what he's doing?
He's a fakery person of the tick, like probably because they call Shakespeare the Bard. Do they not call him that of England? I'm sure. And then Robert Burns is like the Scottish one, and we have like Burns Knight and all that. And it's like, oh, you've got to say a Burns tune and have haggis and all this crap. And then it turns out that he's just like, I don't know, he's there in a roundabout way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, there are plenty of sellouts out there. So yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I mean, people have sold out.
You know what I mean? Probably when they have a day. You know that if he wasn't supporting the crown.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but maybe John Le Bon, someone better to talk to about that, because he's better read than me. But he was talking about, what was he talking about? Just when I was listening to him and John Adams talk earlier about he wouldn't want anyone else in charge because he thinks people like us that question 9/11, maybe question all the hoaxes. I mean, all the hoaxes that all of them, the shooting hoaxes and the nuke hoaxes and whatnot, we're not the ones to be in charge of things. And I think he's probably got a good point in from the fact that the people in charge don't really want to hurt us. They just want to frighten us.
I just think that they need to control everything, or they feel they need to, and they do, control everything. And maybe they're right. We shouldn't want to be in charge of other folk anyway. We should just be like, mind your own life and let other folk like live the way they want to live. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we shouldn't be in charge. I didn't think we should be in charge.
Yeah, he was talking about, like Aldous Huxley said, as long as people are, you know, good at menial tasks and doing their jobs, and, those people at the top can have a good life. And I think John Adams was a little bit, disagreed with him a little bit there. And if you go back and listen to it, it's a good listen. It's a fantastic listen, and,
I've listened to John Le Bon. I think he's good at like shaking things up a wee bit.
I think so.
I've never spoke to him before.
Hey, I've spoken to him many times. He's he can rub you up the wrong way or whatever. But that's because he's young. He's young. He's 30 years old. Good luck to him. Being young and
hang with you, you know what I mean? That you can get a bit lodged in and it doesn't need shaked up. I think, like, shells or is there no? And, well, I don't know about if there is or if there's no. But I heard him saying something about that and I'm like, well, do you know what? It feels like there is. And I'm not any kind of, like, contributor or nothing, so, like, I don't get any kind of that.
Maybe. Yeah, I gotcha. I got where you're going with, yeah, where you've done all the hard research. Yeah.
There's no evidence for... Like, I've not really came
up with I don't have any evidence for this, yes. That's one of his...
Not a great deal of it,
that's his catchphrase, isn't it, Kelly? Yeah. Where's your evidence for this? Yes.
That much in evidence to say that there is that. But then I feel like there is. You know what I mean? I feel like that. And why would there not be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, I've always liked the guy ever since he did the Aussie Roundtable, and they might be getting that shit back together again, but it might be a pay-per-view thing where you have to pay for it, and, you know, whereas Ab, I always like Ab because all you have to do is pay, well, if you want to, pay $1.19 a month, which is bugger all here. I mean, yeah.
What's that like to join the...
Or just to help Ab with his hosting costs, you know what I mean? Just his hosting... Yeah, it's fine. He's not asking for too much. That's good. And all I try to do is the best I can with the ability I have.
You're the number one promoter, man. I've heard like you going into loads of different like chats and things like that, and you're just like, you're a good advertisement for.
Because I mentioned it on John Laws the other day. 1-300-564-652, John Laws. Yeah.
I felt like dropping the Hoaxbusters and stuff in different wee conversations.
Yeah, Hoaxbusters called the Blogspot. No, it's just
You know what made me laugh once, and that sticks in my mind is that was you and Jan Eric.
And
they got flung off the thing, and you had a wee drink in you and that, but it was fucking hilarious, and it was like, they got flung, like, they got booted off the server, whatever you call it. And then the next thing, like, you, and I think this wee guy, and I didn't think he comes about anymore, like, and you were like, bomb, bomb.
What is that?
You said, bomb, bomb, shit.
Oh, yes, I know who I did that with. That was with, that was years ago. I remember that. Yeah. Terror, bomb. Yeah, that's right. That was years ago.
I called again, if I can remember.
I've forgotten the guy's name who I was speaking to. When Chris...
Never seen him for a... seen him in the chat or anything for... I think he was, like, still coming around and maybe taking part in that when I started listening here.
He was a cool guy. I like the guy who I was talking to when I did say that. No, it's not coming. It's not coming to me. It's not Silverbeam, but it's a name like Silverbeam. Yeah, he was a cool guy. I liked him. Although we did have a bit of a falling out at the end there. But that's all right. I have a falling out with lots of people. Jesse Waugh, let me read this to you. Kelly, listen to this. This is what Jesse Waugh wrote. Let's have a look. Okay. I just listened to a bit of this, and Rollo, you were disgustingly rude to me. I told you nothing but the truth. I will not be returning to listen or participate with Fakeologists.
Oh, well then. I mean, what do you say to that?
Me, personally? Well, Ab said this. Well, I will agree that Rollo may have been rude. In brackets, rough, unpolished. I can assure you that Rollo meant no ill intent, and he's right there. He and I both have great admiration for your work, and he's right there too, and he was simply trying to reconcile your 9/11 account with what we think happened that day. I hope you will stay as we value your contributions.
I mean, do you know what I mean? What can you say to that as well? Like, there's no, you can't moan a bit back, ever.
I think Ab's a peacekeeper, and he told me you do your job, I'll do mine. He was quite brutal about it. This is what Ab wrote to me. He said, I didn't think you were rude either until I looked up the definition, and by the definition, I was fine with your style. That's why I put the link. That said, I am a moderator, and I try to keep everyone together. Let me do my job, and you do yours. Peace out, rude boy. That's what he said to me, and I agree with him.
Have you met him? And,
no, I haven't met Ab. I've met Delcroix, but not Ab.
Did you just go there like in a kind of sort of a?
When I went to Ireland,
my head a lot. Is it sort of a surprise visit or?
Yeah, my mother died last year, and I was a bit upset, and I was feeling really depressed. You know, and I wanted to do something fun, and I always got on with Delcroix from outsideradio.blogspot.com, and I just wanted to get away from things, and I just hopped on a plane and went to Ireland and knocked around with him for 2 weeks and just had a lot of fun. We had lots of fun together. Yeah,
streams and the pub and all that.
Oh yeah, lots of drinks and it was just lots of fun to see Ireland with someone that I'd met online, and we had a really good time.
It's not that. I was looking at like how much as flights and stuff, and I always thought like I can't afford. But I don't know afford to do that. You know what I mean? It's like
it was like dirt cheap for me to get. It's dirt cheap to get from where you are to Ireland. It's like 20 euros or something.
I could walk there. Well,
are you Jesus? Can you walk on water?
I could paddle over. Hello there.
But it was only 1,500 to get there and back here from Australia. It was, It's the 22-hour trip. That 22-hour trip is the hard part. It's 22 hours.
No fags.
It's pretty hard.
No,
going.
Non-smoking.
Oh, yeah, no smoking on. You can't smoke on planes anymore. No way. No. So that sucks.
It's still London, I'm like.
But I flew Emirates, so there was plenty of drinks. Did you hear when I got into Ireland and I said, leave those Muslims alone? And then I said, I'm not a terrorist. And we had a bit of Barney to get into Ireland. Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for saying that?
Yeah. They turned the alarm. I went, it was a
bad police.
Yeah, I just said, I'm not a terrorist. And I think it was James that does the great Jim Fetzer impression, the Sandy Hawk, that said, you should have said you're a terrorist, not a terrorist. It's a laugh. What John LeBron was saying, again, I was just listening to him before. All right, with the whole 9/11 thing, as fake as it was, it still had a massive effect on traveling. And the golden skid mark, Australian guy, it's a massive effect on traveling because you really are treated like shit. Where you have to take your belt off and take everything out, and you're all treated like fucking terrorists. And it's all based on a lie, which is the 9/11 lie. All this security in airports is just a disgusting mess. Yeah, it's just these fucking people that don't fucking know anything about the lie that was 9/11. And yeah, they're all got uniforms on and think they can boss you around. And they're not going to boss me around. They're not going to do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, me. I bet you are. Yeah.
These folk speak to them and say, look, do you know what? Like, whatever it is that they're paying you to take these things down, that you should be ashamed of yourself taking anything down, really. And at the same, well, it's just this big minging double standard sort of a thing. It's like, well, they can put out whatever they want. We know that anyway, but you've got all sorts of kind of filth and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm anti anything, like, but at the same time, you've got, like, all this kind of crazy shit, who knows what, you know what I mean? Are they not really, should they not really be concentrating on, I don't know, folk that have got, like, I don't know, bestiality porn or kid porn or something? No, they're dying to take the conspiracy theorists. Do you know, like, that's insane, think about it.
Yeah, that's right, hate speech or they're going to lump us in together. They're going to lump us people who want a better world. Yeah, will lump us in together with paedophiles and, yeah.
I've seen a couple of things that suggested that they were taking that approach.
Yeah.
Mixing in the conspiracy hate speech with I don't think it was in there. It was kind of like saying, about rights or not, but it was kind of like saying, policing the web, different things that need to be policed, that's one of them and that's one of them. What's so offensive about, like, there's nothing offensive about it, because are we not meant to be, like, just talking shite now? So why are you that bothered about us then? That's quite a mad, like...
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the, again, it's the way of the world where, if you're gonna... If you're going to attach, it's called discredit by association. So why not? You know, have you heard that? Discredit by association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thing and all that. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. So attach something cancerous to something, to what we are trying to do is doing a service. You know what I mean?
It's just kind of going like, do you know what I think? If you really want to, like, I'm just speaking to, like, average Joe, whatever, like, I don't care.
Sure.
Like, it's just going to say that if you really are happy, you're little, and they are happy with their lot, a lot of the people, they must be, you know, so it's like they're happy with their lot and their little jobs and just the mundane life, you know what I mean? There's never like thought out with the kind of like, what, how could, like, even kind of let their minds go, kind of like, for example, do we need money or anything? Like, even before I sort of about 9/11. I used to think about things like that, like, what is this all about? Like, the passing money and stuff. But you don't, if you suggest that to them, most people, they'd be like...
Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't get a hold of it. English James, yeah. English James has joined us. Have you ever spoken to English James?
No,
he's just left. Look, I've just got a message from Ab. Would you be so kind? Would you be so kind to do a bumper for Ab? So all we have to do is say, "Hi, I'm Kelly. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com." Can you do that for us?
One, two. This is Kelly. I'm from Stirling, and you're listening to Fakeologist.com.
All right. Okay. So just one more time, and with passion, right, this time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Kelly from, and where are you from? You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com, and say it with passion.
I will. I'll say it at the same rate. Ready? One, Kelly, and you're listening to...
We're going to have to do a take three.
I need training, man. I need training in the middle. Hi there. Well, I'll do it like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hi there. This is Kelly, and I'm from Glasgow, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You take that. I want to be like you. Oh, now try. Hold on. I'll do it in 5 minutes, right?
All right. All right.
I need to get a fag ready in that.
So cool. You're so cool. And it's so nice to hear you over with the Hoax Busters. And seriously, where else have you, what other radio stations have you been on, internet radio stations?
This is like, right now, I'm just kind of getting a wee bit, like, this is me getting, I don't know, for ages, it's just like, so, to speak on anything like this. And see, because I've had, like, shots in the Discord, and I got quite, like, right into it, actually. Now I'm like... scared, if you know what I mean, but I was like petrified to speak. I don't know why, just because I sound crazy with accent and that, probably.
Oh, okay, so you're always nervous or something. Well, where you talk publicly, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I try to make people feel comfortable, even though Jesse did say I've made him feel nervous. I can't believe Jesse walked.
He's been doing all this stuff for ages. Yeah. What's the truth about these plates and the papers? I think Rolo's quite... I'll start opinionating and everyone knew that I'm getting brave. I'm like, joking.
That's all good. It's all good. I mean, I try to make people may feel at peace. It was just a bit different with Jesse War. It's one of those different ones where...
But
because I was asking him about 9/11 and where and what he saw because I didn't want to go on the attack.
Offended him.
I might have offended. I think I might have offended him.
You know what, then? You should actually put that in as well.
Yeah. Then I'll think a thoughtful response, though he did say, look, I will think of a thoughtful response. I've only got the highest respect. Jesse.
That's enough. Like, you didn't need to... Fuck it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I've seen fucking planes and pavements. I mean...
No. I've got the highest respect for Jesse with Nuke Lies. Not what he saw on 9/11. That was when I was grilling him a little bit. I was grilling him on 9/11, but his Nuke Lies video was superb.
That's
all right.
What? Superb. Taking it off the post earlier on, and I'm not offended.
Yeah. English James, are you there? English James.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't unmute for some reason.
You're right, mate. Yeah. Do you want to say hello to Kelly? Kelly's from Glasgow. Do you guys want to have a chat?
Hi, James.
Yeah, we've had a chat before, actually.
I'm going to go and have a smoke. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to ask Kelly. English James, have you done a bumper for Ab at all?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, good on you, mate. Yeah, I'll let you go. You two have a chat. You and Kelly.
What's happening, James?
Oh, just having my morning coffee and cigarettes, you know.
How's the weather over?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
spring.
Jealous. I'm not a jealous person, but honestly, be a wee bit jealous. It's the understandable. This weather here is there's something wrong with it. Like, it's bad normally, anyway. For about 3 years, being completely clouded over, it's definitely cloudy than ever. And see, even in the summer, it's kind of like cloud, or maybe it's just because I'm thinking about chemtrails or something. I think that, but I suppose a wee argument to say maybe it's a bit cloudier these days. I don't know. It's rubbish anyway.
I love it. You definitely need sunshine.
Just for your own health.
I used to be able to kind of handle the winters, I think, a lot better than what I do. I can't handle it anymore. I just don't want to do it. It's cold for a long time. That's how it's just kind of starting to get the odd bit of sunshine in that now. It feels like, it feels well hibernate, honestly.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
Big difference for you when you moved over there from England, and England's nicer weather than Spain, like.
It's much, much warmer over here. Yeah, it's totally different.
Compared to here, it's nice, you know.
I start to feel ill when I go back to England for a few days. Yeah.
For a lot, or?
Every couple of months, I'm over for a few days.
Last year, getting on with the art college.
Huh?
I mean, you tell me about your lassie. Was it she was studying again? Video media or something?
Yeah, she dropped out of that.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Art students were too pretentious.
Oh, well, she probably wasn't wrong there. I was listening to a thing last night. Oh my God. It can't be any worse than them. They talk the biggest. They are pretentious as any, and it's just like, what the hell are you on about?
Oh, yeah.
Educated people, in general, the university's a wee area degree. A couple of years ago, I'd never done a degree or that before, and I'd done psychology.
I've never done a degree, college or anything.
It's nothing to do with being clever, man. Nothing. It's crazy about how we were, the things we were told about, like learning about like B.F. Skinner. See the, that you had to like learn about him and write about him. It's all kind of like, well, there used to be this kind of, like, study behaviourism, but, well, I don't know why we're teaching about it, because it doesn't have any relevance anymore, and it's kind of like that. And then I looked him up on Google, and I was like, my God, this guy's the devil, you know what I mean? And it's just like a really narrow view of everything.
Yeah, we've just lost English James for the moment. But, Kelly, do you want to do your bumper again one more time?
Hello, Matt. No, see, I'm not very good at this. Honestly, I'll try again in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, so B.F. Skinner, I don't know a lot about him. I went to uni and I did a full degree. I'm a computer scientist or IT.
Yeah,
I completed it. I've got my little bit of paper, you know. Cost me $50,000, yeah. There you go.
What university did you go to?
A University of Newcastle.
God,
in Australia, yeah.
Academia, you're academic that you are?
Well, you might call me an academic. I prefer radio now. I made my money a little bit earlier and whatnot, so I'm quite comfortable. So I just prefer the truth and fakeologist, and I like it here and I'm talking to people. But I'm not an academic.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. No, you can wind me up if you want. It's fine. It's all good.
Computer science.
You went to the University of Harvard, did you?
It's a university of bad
accent. Bad acting.
Accent and bad. Bumper reading. No, I went to just the Open University, you know, you do it like...
Sure, yeah, we had them in Australia, yeah, we do, yeah.
Good, in a way, but, well, I can be quite antisocial sometimes.
I think we're all capable of it, Kelly, if, you know, when it comes to it.
That's what my degree's in, just avoiding folk. Avoiding social situations, especially family gatherings.
Well, if you're in family gatherings, don't bring up fakeology.
No, do you know what I brought up? Am I going into trouble because I'm just being honest? Like as far as I know, like a couple of family members are the wear aprons and shit. And I put up a thing on Facebook that's, I'm not on it anymore, but I put a thing up that says, real men wear aprons.
Oh, right, wear aprons, yeah.
See the shit I got, and I'm not joking, my uncle was actually like, and I didn't know what it was that I'd written, because I'd written lots of things about the message. And he's like, your Uncle Derek's a mess and you know this. And my auntie, she was one of, in the woman's thing. I don't know if she still is or that.
That's right. There's a woman's, but, yeah, woman's mason's. Yeah, I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, I got like, did anyway for it, do you know what I mean? But I got double blacklisted and I was like, do you know what though? They're pure enough for jokers that side of the family. Like, my Uncle Derek's a nice, a brand new guy, you know what I mean? But he isn't the Masons. He's a low-level Mason, it's simple as that.
Sure.
And the things that he says to me for laughing, that I don't care, you know what I mean? But he was offended about that, man. Like, what are you saying about the Masons? You know, your Uncle Derek's one, and then I found out my cousin's husband's one. All at the same time, and they're all picking on me, man. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah,
what is this about Lucifer? I just, and they're saying, no, it's Christian. It's like, I'm like, whatever, man.
Look, yeah, Kelly, I know plenty of Freemasons. And look, they're never going to ask me to join because they won't accept, well, clowns or jesters. And the trouble with me is that I don't like secret societies. I don't like
you know what I mean?
Secrecy. I don't like it. But not I like to be everything to be honest. Honest and open, and that's what we get here.
And new season in your neck, and silly symbols, and all that shite. Like,
that's it. Compass and set squares, and G's, and all this crap.
But you're not allowed to slag it off, but you're that weird. Where you go?
Yeah. My next-door neighbour calls them goat riders. That's what he calls the Freemasons.
I did actually, right. If you look at their initiations, something there's one of them is something to do with like trying to get on a sheep or a goat or something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. When I went, look, because I did scouts, I did the whole scout thing and all the initiation rites and things like that. And look, I've been through all that, and what's that? I got to assistant patrol leader. I never went further than that. I left after that. Yeah.
Different, like the girl guide you could go to, like, the brownies and all that. I went to, when I was younger, I did like gymnastics when I was wee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped doing that. But I just stuck at the same thing all the time. Now.
Mm.
When they're younger, they'll be like, oh, I'm going to this one weekend, something else the next, and then you end up getting good at nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've got a pretty good broad knowledge of the world as I see it, and if you got a broad knowledge of the world, and yeah, you can do the Gary Oldman thing. Have you seen the film? What was it? 1993. It was called Leon, or what was it called? The Professional. And he can come and sniff out a bullshit. Sniff out a lie. Sniff out a lie, yeah. And that's what we do here at Fakeologists. We can sniff out bullshit.
Plenty sniff.
Yeah.
Plenty sniffing that they do. Yeah. That's all that's gone about most of the time. See, like, I've got a pal, man. She's like mega, like no mega. I've got some mega successful pals, by the way. Like a lassie, she's a head of our game and like beauty, sort of like makeup and beauty and all this kind of thing. Like,
So you know successful, and me too. I know successful people too. I mean, we all do. Yeah, good luck to them. I never begrudge anyone who makes it not on their own, but not through nepotism or, you know, given a hand up, which is what the Freemasons do. They give you a hand up. That's what I don't like. It's just
maybe successful, but they're just kind of like working class guys that have got their own businesses. That's what I would say. Like, my uncle was quite high up in the building, and then I know this other guy, and he was sort of like the same kind of thing. They're not really successful, you know what I mean? Maybe they think they are in their weak kind of minds, but they're not successful. They're just working class dudes.
Well, look, I'll give you an example of people who haven't earned their job. The new Last Jedi movie, whoever the new girl is, like the superhero, she can't act out of a paper bag. Whereas Sigourney Weaver, who was in Aliens, was a tremendous actor. So I've got nothing against women being superheroes, like heroes in movies. It's just when you can't act. What the hell is that woman, Kathleen Kennedy, KK, 1111, doing over at Disney? Ruining Star Wars for everyone. Ruining Star Wars and starting gender wars. Gender wars, that's what she's doing.
It's crazy, the women are nuts, they know, like, but like, guys are nuts, like, I'm meaning this in generalities, like, the people I know.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, women are mental, like, a lot of the women are just, like, never kind of questioned they call me, like, a sexist, like, what a guy would be. Because I said something like, what was it I said the other day? Something about, well, what was it the other day? Maybe in the summer there. We're talking, and then there was a woman that was kind of being funny with a lassie that was a beauty kind of pageant girl. She's been kind of, like, standoffish girl. She's like, oh, I'm, like, she's a rugby player. And I'm like, what do you want to be playing rugby for as a woman anyway? It's a manly thing. I'm sorry if that's offensive. I don't care. Honestly,
all right, here comes Ab. Here comes Ab. I think Ab might be coming to join us soon.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, right now.
Yeah, thank you, Ab, and thank you, Kelly, for joining us. I just asked Ab to join us, and you've spoken to Ab many times, haven't you?
No, I've never spoken to him ever.
You've never spoken to Ab? Well, let's just do the shout-out now. Come on, Ab, our Canadian who runs this site. Come on, Ab. Come and join us. Turn your mic on and come and join us, because we've got Kelly, and, I mean, you've only got the highest respect for Ab, haven't you? As the same with... Me too. Even though I did feel a bit fucking unappreciated the other day. What did Ab write? Let's just read it. He did write, well, I agree, Rollo may have been rude. And he put the thing, I can assure you that that was ill intent. Yeah, I know. I take the wrong end. I get the wrong end sometimes. I think I do a lot of the hard work. And
with as well, Rollo, you're a free speaker, and maybe you have a wee, do you know what I mean, a wee bit bolder, you had a wee drink, that I'm the same if I was like having it. And then there's a lot of people at the other hand of that, there's too much offensiveness, like,
yes.
I don't think that's offensive saying to that guy, because that is exactly what I was thinking for that interview, like, oh, I never heard that.
Yeah.
And that's a famous, like, that Clint, oh, right, you smelt bodies, aren't you?
Oh, good Lord, yeah, the smell bodies, the Clint Richardson, yeah. Well, look, I just got a message from Ab, and he'd love to talk to you big time, Kelly. Ab wants to talk to you, and he won't be here for 40 minutes. Have you got 40 minutes? You do? Okay, well, can you do your bumper again, and then we might go on mute, and then I'll wait, and then we'll chat with Ab in 40 minutes, all right? So, come on now. I'm Kelly from whatever. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Nice, clean. Yeah, you can do it.
Kelly here. I'm from Stirling in Scotland, and you are listening to Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, there we go. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's clean enough. I think we just missed the I'm at the beginning. I'm Kelly, but that's close enough. Yeah.
Actually, hearing myself talking, I'll start greeting. I don't know. Do you know what I
mean? Can you say it? Can you say it in? Is there a Scottish lingo that you know that?
I don't want to say it in pure and utter Scottish, like dirty Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably be more comfortable doing that, but...
Have you seen Trainspotting 2? What did you think of... Have you seen that?
Kinda. I mean, I went to the cinema to see it, and it's like, it was all right. I thought the bit about... It was funny. That's a bit. And he said, 9/11 never happened, and my sister went in the cinema. She went, yes! She said we did it in the middle of the cinema. We had a wee drink, and the guy's like, 9/11 was the real. My sister's like, yes! No cinema. I was like, she's crazy, man. You're watching too much of that Simon Shack.
That's Simon Shack shite. What are your thoughts on... Simon Shack's come out with a Tycho Brahe or sort of a new cosmology system. Yeah. Have you given any thought to that?
I was on the September Closed website last night. Looking at it. Can't remember. I've never been on there for a wee while, and I've seen that, but I don't know if I can't really be fucked. No, can't be fucked with that. I mean, I'd look at it, but the whole space hanging, that's too much for me, you know what I mean? I'll just like concentrate on...
Yeah, concentrate on media fakery and lies that the common man can.
Bumper, you know what I mean? I like the little things. Mm. Like the whole I don't know, flat earth. I'm like, I don't think it's flat, but I'm not sure what's going on. And then that SpaceX thing, I'm like, that's just insane. It looked like, what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Elon Musk and that flipping car around in space? That's mental. I agree.
I think they should play the Ferris Bueller web. You know that soundtrack, though, eh? Like his car. Anyway. A Scottish bumper. You want a Scottish bumper? I'll do one right now. Right,
cool.
Everybody, you're... Oh, see, no, I keep forgetting what order it is, right? Kelly, it's Fake College, and I'm in Scottish, and no really care. Hello there, my name's Kelly, and it's just the same role, I can't do it.
Yeah,
you
can. Look, you've got all the time in the world, you've got 40 minutes until Ab gets here, so keep
going. Just like, put bagpipes on in the background.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Rave the Brave.
I'm really going for it now.
Yeah, music. No, do a clean one and then put the bagpipes on afterwards.
I could do an English one if you like.
Yeah.
Right, here we go, here's a bagpipe one. Hate the sound of these things, man, they're horrible. Go. Can you hear it, Ro?
Yep.
Here we go. And here's the Scottish one, alright? Hello there, everybody! My name's Kelly, and I'm from Scotland. And you are listening to the best thing on the internet. It's Fakeologist.com, son!
Beautiful. I heard the bagpipes in the background. Yeah, that was so good. Yeah.
That's good.
Rave the Brave. We should play that now. Yeah. Oh, man, I like...
Good afternoon, darling. That's my BBC.
Oh, yeah. So, look, I'm going to go on mute for a few minutes, but we can chat until Ab will be here in about 30 minutes now. Yeah, hold on. What do we got? I've got a message from Ab. Oh, yeah. He wants you to actually... So if you can put the bagpipes on again, he wants you to say Fakeologist Radio. On fakeologist.com.
I'm going to need to write this down.
So don't panic. You've got all the time in the world. So to make it clean, I won't talk over you. But yeah, if you can put the bagpipes on again and say it with as much passion. All right, I'll say it for you. Ready? Hello, I'm Kelly from whatever. On Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. Yeah.
Australian one for you. How's about that?
No, please. Just do it in court.
Hello. And he's a great sport.
And Ab's messaged me, he loves the bagpipes in the background. So just get the bagpipes on a good level again and just do it exactly the same.
Canadian people and Scottish people have got a word in common. It's a boot.
Yeah.
You ever noticed that?
They've got a... Say it again. Boot. Take two.
A Canadian person say a boot. The word
a boot. Yeah, because... Yeah, a boot. It's a classic, I know.
How did that wee word sneak over there? like that.
I don't know, but I know that I went over to Del Quar and I was with him for 2 weeks, and he says a boot as well. And he didn't even go to Canada. He went to America, and he still says a boot. A boot. Yeah.
Well, the Irish a boot. For some reason, the Canadian, and I think that's the only way that I can say, right, that's a Canadian person speaking and not an American people.
Yeah, I agree, totally, yeah.
That be a boot? I know where a boot should come from.
Yeah. What's that about? See, g'day, Kelly. I'm from Australia, and I say about.
What's that word that they Australians say? Bogan. I think that's fun.
Oh, bogan. You're not a bogan, are you?
Does that mean like you're rough as anything? You're rough as anything. You're bogan, mate.
What about in England? They call you a slapper. A slapper.
That's like calling somebody a whore. You know what I mean? Like a slapper.
Yeah, it's a little bit rough, isn't it? Whereas bogan is more of a rough around the edges. Yeah, not a whore, though.
It's great. I love slang and stuff. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Rhyming slang, like the trouble and strife, wife. And apples and pears, stairs.
Down the what's the street? I don't know. I don't think anybody actually talks like that in London.
What I never understood the rhyming, or whatever, the slang term, I don't give a monkeys. What does that mean? I don't give a monkeys.
Monkeys, fuck.
You know, I don't give a shit.
It's like, I don't give a eye. And it's like, that's never happened for donkeys. It's like, what the heck is
that?
Oh,
yeah, donkey's ears. Yeah,
monkeys. I don't give a monkeys. I think it's like, there's a missing word, and the word at the end of that sentence is the F word. It's like, I don't give a monkeys.
Fuck.
Bleep. Yeah, that's how it sort of like fits in there.
You're allowed to swear here on fakeologist.com. You are allowed. You don't get bleeped out. You're even allowed to say the word cunt. Is that, does that word offensive to you?
Cunt. Cool. Terror bombs, cunt. Shites and all that.
Shite.
Is that alright?
Yeah. Oh, bleep. Yeah. It's...
Do you know, Google no bleep me yet? Bleep.
Look, I don't have my bleep button working at the moment, but there we go.
The bleep.
Yeah. John Laws is a bleep. Yeah.
Bleep.
Oh, my wife's home. I'm just going to go on mute. I'll be back in about 5 minutes, Kelly. Thanks. All right? All right.
I'm the president of the shadow government, the grand governor of the Federal Reserve, public enemy of the society, the one you cannot see, the 33 degrees. Before you call us, I'm an officer. Blow up the system and the tables have a turn. Your hidden knowledge, you thought I'd never learn. The strike of magic, make the whole thing please burn. I'm the leader of your enemy. I'm the number one public enemy. I'm the one who run away to stay. I'm the one who got away. Manic, fire. Automatic, in a danger. Automatic, fire. Automatic, in a danger.
Well, what do we got going there, Kelly? What was that all about?
Just playing a wee track. See this wee band in the... This is called 33 Degree, right? I'll send it you, right?
Okay.
Put it in. General Unverified.
I just put it in the music, in the... yeah, there we are. What have we got there? Nice. Well,
this wee band talks about some...
Yeah, what is it? It's 45 Shizzle 81... Oh, no, it's a Thievery Corporation, 33 Degree, yeah.
So another new song, like, the lyrics that they sing, I don't know if they're popular, but they're online popular. I don't think they're mainstream popular. When they are, we are...
Oh, Thievery Corporation, All That We Perceive, live on KXP. Yeah, cool.
Right.
If you want to put all those into the music movies underscore music vids, I can throw them in there for you. But that's cool. Yeah. Are you a musician, Kelly?
Play the piano.
Yeah.
Do very well.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Can you throw out a few power piano chords for us now, or what?
But set up, but I could set it up. I've got a wee keyboard thing. I'm no bit. Do you know who's good? I've heard him 100 times.
Tom Dalbra.
Yes.
Tom Dalbra. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah. Nice guy. And nice guy, yeah. Too. He's not. Yeah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, set up your Yamaha, or what, have you got a Roland, or have you got a Yamaha?
Well, I've done exams when I was younger. Exams. It's even easy.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of good for getting music. Good for that. Sort of narrows my...
Do you take requests? Can I request a tune?
Thank you for...
Yeah. Well, what about chopsticks? Can you play chopsticks?
Yes, the Chinese restaurant tune. Yes, we do that. Play the didgeridoo.
Do I play the didgeridoo? Wah, 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 wah. I don't have one here on me. There we go.
The request then?
Whatever you want. Like, can you, how about a Queen tune, or up to you. Whatever you want to play. Yeah, Golden Brown, is it?
Yeah, do you like, look, I quite like them.
Yeah, that's the Clash, isn't it? The Clash, isn't it? That was good, keep going with that. Keep going, no, Kelly, keep going with that. That was good, I like that.
The Stranglers, I think, as well, is it not?
You're great. That's really good. Can we have a bit more of that? The original, what you... Yeah, the... Oh, man. What's that, Golden Brown? I can't remember. Thank you.
today.
We need to have you and Kayhan going, like, doing dueling pianos. Yeah.
Can Kayhan play the piano?
Oh, yeah, Kayhan. Yeah, she's rips, not her. She's really good at it. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Mine, I've got five thumbs. You know, I'm no good, but I
can sing more.
Yeah.
You can sing.
Oh, I can sing, yeah. Can you play, how about silicon chip inside a head get switched to overload? But no.
I've never heard of that before, oh man.
Oh, it was a one hit wonder by a band called Bob Geldof sung for him. What they called the Boomtown Rats. Yeah. Like, way back. But you tinkle the ivory as well, yeah.
Not really, man. I'm out of practice.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. It's not like riding a bike. You got to really keep playing the piano. So, yeah, keep good at it. Yeah.
If you don't ride a bike for a wee while, I'll tell you what, you'll be knackered for the first time. You remember how to do it, but you'll, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're knackered the first day. Yeah, well, you're bruised and scraped too. Yeah, but that's all right. That was years ago.
That's my dad's, like, favourite.
Yeah. Is he still with us, your dad? Your dad?
No, he's up with Freddie, man.
Oh, he's up with Freddie as well. Same as my ma. I know. Yeah. It happens. It even happens to you and me. I know.
No.
You're safe forever. Who wants to live?
I'm a transhumanist.
Kelly wants to live forever. Oh. Kelly wants to live forever.
Kayhan played the piano.
Yeah. You play happy tunes. You play happy tunes. I mean, Highlander was actually directed by an Australian, Russell Mulcahy. Did you like that back in the time, in the day, that film?
Russell Fink, what's his name again?
Russell Mulcahy. Oh, yeah, the Australian who directed Highlander. It's obviously from up where you are, you know.
Yeah. This Italian guy I know, he's like obsessed with that movie. I don't know.
It's funny because it's actually played by a Frenchman, the Conor McLeod, the Conor McLeod of the Clan McLeod from the, you know, village of Loch Sheen.
What is it with Australians and mad films about Scotland? But what you say to us?
Go again. Well, Mel Gibson. Yeah.
And then there's this other guy making Highlander. I had no idea who made that.
Yeah. He's not Australian, actually. He's an American. He was born in Miami and came out here when he was five. So he's an American, so we don't claim him. It's like calling Russell Crowe Australian, because he's a New Zealander. He's a New Zealander.
I put relations in New Zealand, mate.
Oh, yeah. Look, Kelly, if you ever get over to New Zealand... It's almost exactly like Scotland, and it's so beautiful, just as beautiful as Scotland, yeah. As you probably saw the Lord of the Rings, or you saw all of those films, yeah.
In that film, see the guy that's, I don't know if he speaks Scottish in it, but he looks like a wee,
Oh yeah, I know the guy,
Boy.
Yeah, what's his name? I'll try not to look it up, Yeah, he was in Indiana Jones. He's a big guy, actually, but they made him look tiny. No, I can't remember his name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay, Ab should be here very at any moment. Ab's just messaged me and said, now! So, you've never spoken to Aberetto from fakeologist.com before. No. So this should be fun. I think he's in his studio now. So All right, we'll go back on mute, and we'll just wait till Ab gets here, all right?
Sophie,
thank you. Cool.
Hello, Ab.
Hello, Kelly Brigante. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your... Yeah, I've never talked to you before.
No.
Nice of Radio Rolo to get you going. I heard a little bit in the...
G'day, Ab. G'day, Ab.
Hi, Rolo.
Hey, yeah, yeah, role? And thank you for your email back there. And look, you do your job, which is keeping the peace, and I'll do mine, which is keeping the angst. I'll leave you and Kelly to have a chat together. Good to hear from you again.
It'll be naughty.
No, I'm a little bit naughty, aren't I, Kelly? Yeah. I'll leave you and Ab to have a chat.
Did you get the bumper all going?
I had backing music and all that, but I'm just kept forgetting my lines.
Well, they're pinned on the top. I pinned them on one of the top of the live stream chat for you to take a look at if you wanted to read it off. I think it's on the text chat, live stream chat, or live. Yeah, I think they're pinned up there. Just read it off. It's hard to. I like the bagpipes.
What did you I forgot to put in?
You're the second female Scot that we've had on. We had one a few years ago. I'm trying to remember her name right now. Rolo remembers who it was.
Maureen or something, I think her name was.
It began with an M.
I remember hearing her on the chats before. Time ago, though, eh? Did.
Rolo, do you remember the other last we had from Scotland on the channel a few years back?
Did you think that I was her? Person.
Say again?
Did you think when you heard me I was that woman, that woman that was on earlier, the other Scottish girl?
No. I don't think everyone that's from the same place is the same person. I know some people love to think that, but no, I know there's lots of people in lots of countries. And they might sound the same, similar, but they're not the same. You said you're from Stirling. You're from Stirling, Scotland. I went and looked it up on Google, and boy, are there a lot of castles and tombstones in the pictures.
That's a historical kind of. The historical story is correct or not, it's another matter, you know what I mean? It's just beside Bannockburn, so there was apparently like a battle against the English at Bannockburn. But there's a visitor centre. There's a field where they're like, this is where the battle happened and whatnot. And then they're like, no, it never actually happened there. It happened. You're just like, did that actually happen? Because it's just, I think it might just be something to make Scottish people feel better. Because, one day, one time, we were supposed to have won a fight against them. You know what I mean? So it's just making you feel better. Probably never happened, man.
Well...
William Wallace and all that kid on.
Well, maybe it became folklore, but I do think that when men conflict, they do nasty things to each other. I'm not one of those people that don't think people can be pretty nasty to each other. It doesn't take much to get two people set off.
Scottish people could beat the, you know what I mean? That's just like saying tribal. US military or something like that, you know what I mean? It's like...
I think when men get mad and when they get slighted and they're in groups, they're capable of just about anything. That's a big difference between men and women.
I suppose. And then you got like the... That's all suppressed, I think, today, you know what I mean? The aggression thing. That's probably where like the football and that comes in. A release for the aggression.
How did you get into 9/11, Kelly? And how did you find Fakeologist and Hoaxbusters? I know you're over there a lot.
From like a long kind of time of 9/11 for about like a year or so maybe, and it was late on. Like I was late on, and then I started.
What year did you start looking into it? What year?
Probably around about 2014 or something.
Oh, okay.
like documentaries, like, you know, if you're watching something, YouTube will give you, well, you might like, I've seen all the 9/11 stuff and just be like, that's just crazy shit, you know what I mean? I actually did think like that for a long time, and then I can remember some kind of time I must have gave one a try and just been like, well, I don't know what's happened, but there certainly isn't, it's not an insane thing that people are saying. So I went down and up every normal rabbit hole thing like everybody else, and nothing sat right. All the stories, it's just like, not, it's not sitting right. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's like something in your gut's kind of just saying, that's just, I couldn't like identify what a shill was for ages. I didn't know how to do that. It's like, not, I mean, just kind of like someone that's like paid, like a, even academics and all that. I didn't know how to, until I found out, like, basically, they are. You know what I mean? When you start hearing people that are like genuine, you know what you're hearing, because, you know what I mean? Not in like a...
Yeah. Would you find the Fakeologist audio chat is somewhat genuine?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Hoaxbusters too, genuine.
As soon as I heard like Chris and that speaking about 9/11, I was just like, my God, that is like, I knew that it would maybe even only take like a one video or something like that for, I was really hungry to try and find out something that made sense. And then I heard, it was one of the calls, and it's just going on about like the fakery and like, how did I not know that? Same, do you know what I mean? How did I not think of that? But it just shows you the kind of power of omission of information, because that's basically all it was. Once I heard that, I was like, I'd seen September Clues and stuff, I didn't know about, like, I'd never had any kind of experience manipulating images or anything. And then the second time I watched it, I'd had a kiss or something. So I knew more, like, more about what it was kind of talking about. Although my sister, she changed her whole mind, like, on the 9/11 thing from about 5 minutes of watching September Clues. Pat, you know at the start?
Yes, Pat the helicopter.
Yeah, I left her and I went outside to have a cigarette, and when I came back, she was just like that was, like, enough for her, sort of a thing. It's pretty mental. It's good to have her, I don't know, not into...
How long did it take you to get to September Clues?
September Clues. I think I did watch September Clues during my confused stage, but I just didn't get it because I didn't get it. It wasn't that I bit more about how to manipulate images before it really made sense to me. But Chris explaining the whole media fakery thing, that's making sense, and then September. Isn't that made more sense?
So if you started in 2014, how long did it take you to figure out the September Clues way of looking at things? Is that within a few months or a year? Or?
Oh, talking probably years. You know, a good kind of little resource that actually document myself. I keep bookmarks a lot of the time for no reason. You know, I just keep bookmarks. And you can see the things I was looking at, like, hey, it was like a year slightly over that, just by going into that. Like, I believed in things like Julian Assange and all that. I did actually believe. I didn't know how to identify, like, how to describe it.
Maybe about a year you were muddling through the research?
Like, aye, if that's
about a year it took you?
Yeah, I think so. By that, but it was, and I was really obsessed with it. Like, that's kind of doing for a good part of, like, not all I was doing, but online and stuff, just like really trying to find.
Did you find yourself, after you figured out how the media is used, looking at local issues in Scotland?
I think it's hard. I've heard you say this before, Ab. It's harder to look at your locality, and I've got like Dunblane is just like that happened just about 5 minutes away from here. You know that school shooting?
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I was going to ask you about Dunblane because that's the biggest Scottish event that I can think of.
And that was like, that was that came prior to all the kind of, even like the American ones all kicking off. And hard to get my head around that being a lot of shite, but, right? And there's, it's just really hard because I was, what, I was like at high school at the time. And,
was that 1984? Dunblane? No, it was later than that.
Definitely like dodgy anyway because all the sport was coming out. I don't know. I mean, and it's the kind of thing like, oh my god, you would get a lynch tier if you were like publicly slating that. You know what I mean? Would not to be happy with you if I was to say. I think that's a lot of crap.
Sorry to bust in. Dunblane was 13th of March 1996.
Oh, okay, thank you. No, that's good. Wow, that was just had an anniversary then. That would have been 22 years, 2-2.
Guns away from here, know that. A gunman killed school children, a teacher in 1986 in the UK banned handguns. No school shootings have taken place since, I see. So you just ban it and it magically disappears, you know what I mean? To be. And the same way, I'll tell you another story that it's like taboo as anything to like criticise, and they actually go and they take measures so that you don't even, you know that murder that happened, and it was a wee guy called Jamie Bulger, and it's a story, it's like horrific, it's like kids that killed kids, like wee boys took this wee boy away, and I just think that that story's full of shite, because I was reading that happening, that was when they kind of just slid all the surveillance and cameras, and that had ever been on the television, it was like a news incident or a crime incident that was shown you from CCTV. So then, you know what I mean, that just opened up the kind of, I don't know, and I just don't think it doesn't sit right with me that two wee 10-year-old boys or that took a wee toddler away, and I mean, like, I believe in what you're saying as well, there is evil and horrible things, but I don't know. Just
what was that story? I think there was a movie about it.
That's another red flag then. Jamie Bulger.
And that was in your area too?
I think it was like Liverpool.
Liverpool. Oh, okay.
The woman, the mother as well, the mother, kind of doing like media rounds. And saying things like this, she's saying, like, it's terrible, the people on... This is a while back, and I was just like, oh, my God, you are shady as fuck. Because she's like, online, there's websites that are talking about, like, that wasn't real what happened. And I think there should be controls on what said that. That was a while back, and I just thought... I looked it up, I tried to find what she's on about, and there wasn't anything, like, I could find that was actually saying that. I mean, why would you always want to be in the media on that after something like that? Like, for years and years and years and years. We're like, I don't know, it's no right.
Do they still talk about Dunblane in Scotland, or have you had other events that are bigger?
I wouldn't say anything's, like, been bigger, but it's about it, really. And certainly knowing I kind of, like, did that actually happen? Absolutely, absolutely not. I've never heard anybody say that.
Because it's so close to home, do you think it happened?
No, I don't know. Because it'd be like me saying, right, a good video, well, it was a video that kind of, it was telling, it's a girl had made it, and she was from Dunblane, and it was called something like Sandy Hook Dunblane Story. So showing you the similarities in that happening and that happening. And, like, you know, Dunblane, on, like, it's horrible to think that they would make that up, but, well, they're making all the rest of them up, so why should that one be any different, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So that happened more than what I don't know. I feel it because I was young and I believed that, and to meet Burns and that, you know what I mean? We kids and everything. And, but know that they're Their tactics just follows their tactics.
Yeah, well, you can look into it. You can look into it now. It would be interesting to look into some of the alleged victims of the event and see if there's some jiggery-pokery with the imagery, if there's any at all.
Andy Murray's one. No, there you go. Andy Murray. You know that tennis player dude?
No, I don't know that. No. Oh, hold on a second.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Wimbledon, tennis.
No, I don't know the tennis guy. So that person's connected to Dunblane?
Aye, he was there and all that. Just so happens to be that he's now like a world class tennis champion that can kind of talk about. I mean, I think it's harder for me to look at that. I think it's probably better for other folk that didn't stay here to look at that. And I'll look at something else. Because I don't know. I mean when I say that, or do you not mind looking at things that are local to you?
Are you saying that because it's so close to where you are that you're more likely to believe it?
I would probably get lynched if anybody heard me saying it like that.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, no, I know what you're saying. We had a big murder maybe a few miles down the road from where I live, and you hate to think these things are being staged right beside where you habituate or habitate, but all we have is the imagery that they provide. We're not going to go over and investigate ourselves, or we're not going to go make inquiries with the police. But boy, when I see some of the images and I see some of the past imagery of, I'm sure, are fake events like 9/11, I see too many similarities. And it's disturbing, to say the least, that it's being done in your own neighborhood.
If you're familiar with the template, it's hard to deny it, you know what I mean? Like, I see it in like a lot of wee things. There's a helicopter crash not long ago where these policemen, or police people, as I think there's a woman that's were flying a helicopter over Glasgow. A helicopter supposedly just like landed right through a pub and wiped all these folk out. And the way they're talking in the news, right, they're just like, but these brave people in their line of defence, they did their best to maintain there was little death when they knew that the machines were breaking. You're like, don't talk shite. If they were actually doing that, they're just like firing their sail into, but they went through a pub's roof on a Saturday night. It's just, oh man, I don't know.
Yes, we saw that one. That was years ago, but yes, I remember that was deconstructed a bit on Clues Forum as well.
It was a dodgy few around, but yeah.
The imagery was dodgy.
The story, the way they were talking, it just seemed like a promotional piece for the, you know what I mean? The brave heroes that wiped everybody in the pub out when they could have just or something. It just didn't make sense. And then there's other things like accidents that are perhaps commonplace, but get this attention. There was a garbage lorry thing went and crashed in Glasgow town centre, and that's just had like the gift that keeps giving with like stories and, you know what I mean, crazy stuff like that. You're like, no, that isn't that normal. We could be dealing with nothing.
Oh, that recently happened?
About a year or so ago, it was just like a garbage lorry driver went crashing into like pedestrians and that. But I don't think it was like terror or nothing, but just a kind of, if it did happen, it's a kind of like shit happens type of thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I don't remember that story, but I do remember many stories of buses and trucks mowing over pedestrians in urban centers. That definitely has been a theme, not recently, but maybe a year or two ago. Everywhere in the world it was happening. Now it's suddenly stopped, or it's not in the media. So Glasgow had their own.
Crazy things and all that, like bin man shouted, you're killing people and punched the unconscious driver. You know what I mean? Just like Nazi behavior. And they make it like, oh, you couldn't get any like a lower human than what they've done. Like, I punch an unconscious driver to wake him up and, oh, it's just too, no, I don't believe they're shite. A funny thing I found as well, Ab, I don't know if you've ever looked at this before, it's a database called Bailey, B-A-I-L-I-I, and it's a big database of like transcripts from Britain, so you could look up, like, I got right into like reading some of the stuff in there, it's like crazy, but the kind of impression that tainted and all, you know what I mean, because it's got stuff about like Cliff serial killers, but at the same time you've got like the average kind of just go doing mad killings, and whether or not that's real or no, they're sort of making the world seem, and yeah, there is crazy things happen, but you know what I mean, the way that the media put it across, it's just like, oh my god, it makes you lose your will to live, the way that, like, listen to a news episode or something, handle it.
Hey, Roll, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, how can I help you?
Who was the other Scottish lass that was on the audio chat years ago? I forgot her name.
Mojo.
Oh, Mojo.
Want to talk about her dreams and shit like that. Nah, yeah. It's not Kelly. They're different.
No, I know they're different, but it's taken that long for us to get another Scottish lass on.
A Scottish lassie. Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
Lassie. You're right, yeah. I got it wrong.
You're right.
Oh, you didn't like it when folk talk about dreams, you know?
Who?
No, I don't want to talk about dreams.
I'm sure you said before that you didn't like people that talk about their dreams.
Oh, their dreams? No. It's just, there's plenty of other websites you can go and talk about dreams. Isn't that right, Adam?
Yes, that's true. Yes. We don't need dreams.
But you do get people that are
interested. Mojo was here for quite a while, actually. She did get on with many of the other audio chatters. I remember that.
Did you hear Kelly just play some of her piano tunes? If you leave it all in there earlier. Yeah, she plays a mean piano. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yeah. And Kahan plays a piano too.
I don't know, does she?
Yeah, she does. Yep. Kahan from where is she? From Washington State. Yeah. She contributes over there at Hakes Buses as well. So she plays. Yeah. We have quite a few musicians here that, like Tom Dalper and that lovely girl that plays the sitar. What's her name? That's one of what's he? She gets on. Kahan really gets on well with her. I forget her name. What's her name?
Rochelle plays
the sitar. Rochelle. Yeah, plays the sitar.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Really,
that.
Really nice. Yeah. And we have the fella from Wales.
Mahatma.
Mahatma Coe. Yeah, he plays the main guitar as well. So, you know, we've got quite a few musicians here. So, yeah. You guys keep chatting away. I don't want to get in the road.
It's a bit kind of link with people that think this way a little bit. Do you play any instruments or any art or anything up?
I play the drums, but not in the last 25 years.
That's what I was saying to you. Like, keyboards in the corner. I never, like, practice enough, but
I wouldn't call myself artistic, though.
I think you are, like, to be honest, like, we set this up and listen.
I guess that's true. I like music, though, a lot.
There seems to be a link between that as, like, an artistic, even, like, a little touch of it, and people, and being able to sort of, I think, in a kind of way. It's like most people that are here are into some sort of a, like, creative art or something.
Say that last part again.
You're on top of the technology, you are. You know, like...
Oh, yeah. Try to be, yeah.
How do you maintain that? Because every time I learn something, and I do enjoy, actually, just learning odd little, you know what I mean, method to do this or that. But the minute I learn something, the next thing it's like, quick to learn something else, or it changes. It's too transient and like quick and changing for me to keep up with. Stream. I don't know how to do that, and I have spent hours trying to figure that out. Like, it's just stream. Yeah, I can't figure that out.
Well, you figured the Discord out pretty fast.
Yeah, that's kind of what, like, it's sort of a, I can do what it's basically set up to do, but I don't know how to work the bot things or anything like that for me. And when you look at, like, what it's been used for, do you ever have a look at, like, busy Discord servers, and they're kind of, I've had a like, little tour around, and it's, everybody's kind of doing, well, they're saying they're doing the same thing, gaming, or whatever, and chilling. It's crazy. Great thing for people to have ideas, but I just didn't think that many folk have got any ideas.
Yeah, we don't
hear Scotland.
Part of town. What happens there year after year? We don't hear anything about your area over here.
It's boring, odd, man. I really need to probably get out of here, because it's just too... The one good thing is, like, it looks nice. Looks quite nice. There's hills, and looks nice. There's nature and stuff, but weather is just diabolical. It's horrible, and it's just not very inspiring. Put it like that.
Yeah.
What about where you're
from? Is there a lack of sun?
And it's got worse lately, I feel like, in the last... At least 3 years, and I don't know if it's because of, like, I don't know, it might be just like that sort of making me think there's more cloudiness, but in the summer, it's like the past 2 summers, there's been almost like a week of like bright sunshine, and apart from that, it's all overcast, and I feel it's not good. What's where you're like?
Well, we have a continental climate here, and it's mainly affected by a north wind right now. We've had brilliant sunshine for almost 2 weeks, and I measure the sunshine every day. No, I'm in Toronto. Do you know where Toronto is?
My geography of, like, America...
It's on the north shade, near the Ontario. It's up there in Canada.
Come on, get it out. The north shore of Lake Ontario.
Yeah, that's the one. Thanks, Deb.
English area named Scarborough.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
he's in a place called Newcastle.
Middle, where we live is, we're British, so. Hold on a sec.
London as well, Chatham, Kent, and Peterborough.
Yeah, we're back here. Yeah, I was saying that where I'm from, this is definitely a British-inspired area. Almost all the towns are named after somewhere in Britain or England.
Imagine it having coming up with new places, eh? It's like all over the place, that.
Yeah, well, we even have Nova Scotia. That's a tribute to where you're from. New Scotland, yeah.
I know a lot of people that stay in or have moved to Canada, and a lot of people that love the place. Quite Scottish people there, I think.
Well, it is a new world, I suppose, compared to Scotland.
And if you really want to still stay somewhere freezing, you can do that in Canada as well, I think, can't you? I was speaking to a guy on here.
Yeah.
That was like, what was that? And was absolutely frozen. I didn't even know it was possible to somewhere so cold.
Where was he?
That place, I don't know how you say it, but I think it's S-A-S...
Saskatoon?
Somewhere like that, yeah, I think it was there. Redmond.
Oh, Redmond's from Canada. Oh, Redmond, I mean, that makes sense. Red is in Canadian flag red. Oh, okay, he's a Canadian.
Sounds like what the... Yep. Temperature was, I'm sure it's him, no way, man, that's actually making hair sound kind of tropical.
What was the temperature in, where he was? I didn't hear.
when I was talking to him around about Christmas time. And, well, it gets cold here.
Oh, minus 20. Oh, okay, yeah.
I didn't know that's... you could like go about in that weather and survive. That's crazy. Would you know stuff
minus... Minus 20. Well, it is cold, and mechanical things don't work that well when it's minus 20.
And also, like, but you get used to the kind of, I get used to it in a way, but I just can't handle it now like I used to.
Well, yeah, as you get older, it's harder because your bones don't move as well when you're frigid, but it makes a warm room much more important when you come from a cold area, that's for sure.
Which are you, Ab? Sorry, are you?
Sorry?
Age are you?
I'm 50, half a century.
I'm just about 40 now.
Oh, you're 40?
Well, I'm 40 in July, so.
Oh, you're just a young one.
Really?
Compared to me.
I think it's quite...
Everything is relative.
Yeah, and then I'm not really going to go for all that kind of looking young or... anything like, I think that's insane, or being young or being mistaken to be younger, like, and that, so, I've just kind of convinced myself that I'm getting old, so, do it.
There's not much you can do about it, that's the sad part.
Feels good, mentally, I think, it feels better than young and maybe, like, aesthetically looking, but I wasn't comfortable, I didn't know myself, or...
Yeah.
I know myself now, but you just feel more comfortable. At 30s onwards, you just kind of really give a fuck what you're used to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You stop trying is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Stop trying so hard.
Yeah.
To impress the lads.
I was always just like, I was always kind of sociable and stuff, and
yeah.
I was never... comfortable. It's hard to explain. When you are young and good looking, you don't know it either, do you? Maybe until later on, and you have looked at an old video.
Oh, people tell you. Are you saying when you were young, you were good looking?
It was like good looking when they're young, or they're better looking when you're in your youth, but than what you are when you're older.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, but is that
a societal
thing as well? Like, I think.
Well, that's never changed. Youth is always worshipped.
Worshipped, but then I think like older people were appreciated for wisdom, and like, they've been sort of a side kind of older people and stuff. Society, like.
Well, they knew stuff, I suppose. Now you can just look it up.
Just put your kids in to get, I don't know, in a... the garden or something, but the granny was a... who was it saying that to me? The granny was the storyteller? Story.
Well, yeah. Now we can get all our information off the internet.
But it's like, I don't know. Yeah, you can look up things and get...
Yeah, I can look anything up. I don't have to ask granny where Stirling, Scotland is. I just look it up.
Do you know what, is there like a devaluing of that information as well? Because maybe your granny would have had a wee say about it, or you know what I mean? Whereas the internet's just, I don't know, I'm not saying I don't value the internet, I do, but I think it's overrated for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only because it's human interaction. It really has. If you ask, I've not been, like when I've started being on the internet, I've got lots of internet friends or anything until maybe Discord got set up and I've been speaking to people, but I've never been like on forums and, you know what I mean, and it's just, I find it's...
Are you married? Do you have children?
Married, I've not got children.
Oh, okay.
But have you got wee ones?
Not anymore. Not wee what anymore. Is... That's the problem, they grow up.
Oh, I've got a wee niece, she's like...
Oh, that's nice.
It's crazy.
Are women in Scotland getting married and having children as much anymore?
Not that I would say. I'm not sure exactly what the statistics would be with that, but same as everywhere else, exactly the same as everywhere else, is like the marriage thing and had kids when they were hunger and stuff. But social engineering, whatever you like to call it, it's like almost making it reality for like women.
It's convinced women not to have children, hasn't it?
Like, have children, it's can. I think it's driving women half daft. Like, you know what I mean? And guys, although like there's a, they've got the fault of sort of being like, see when there's any legal sort of a thing where talking about parenting or anything, and I see a lot of women being like, like not letting guys see kids and stuff like that, and
right.
When you use, like the law is set up to create sin, or else why would you base it all on the woman's side? You know what I mean? Just to make things sort of things impossible, like a woman sort of using that and believing that that's all like. Oh yeah, man, like, women's, like, I've got the, I'm entitled to have all the rights, and it's...
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Women are just like, there's no talking to them. They are into feminism and, and they women, women called the suffragettes, they were real, and they fought for me to vote, and I'm terrible for no vote. It's like, oh my god, I can't handle it. I just can't deal with most of the people that I'd like class as friends. That's terrible to say, but it's the absolute truth. Because they've just got no opinion on anything.
Say that again?
Got no, like, they've just got no stomach for any sort of a, like, let's way, or could it be that they were actually not, like, working class people? Like, propagandizers, that's like that they don't think that women are in a bad position now. So, in fact, you know what? I don't think women have actually been oppressed because I've never felt it myself, like to a degree that I should. Whole time in mankind, women have been like put down, oppressed, and you know what I mean? I should still feel that now if that was the case. And honestly, I don't really feel it. Like, what you should if that's always been happening. I think it's been made, like, just made up.
Yes. What other, let's get back to fakeology. What other kind of fake events are you interested in and have you looked into?
I look into, like, most of them, but see these days, like, see since that Vegas one, got like my news on these kind of things from your audio chats.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm just, do you know what? I'm at that stage a little bit where it's sort of a, like, this is what it feels like to me, is that I know that template thing I was on about, and yeah, it could be that one day there is a real thing and whatever. I'm no caring. It's like, I'm no caring that I just don't want to fucking listen to it. I can't handle it, like, that. Oh, you know what I mean? Even like that story the now that's about articles and whatever, it's like, oh my god, it's like, there's no...
Is that a top story in Scotland, or do you just follow international news now?
I had a wee look online, and I seen it online, and then I was like, that's not fake news, that's been a story for like us, you know what I mean? So it's just like, when you see the nonsense there, it just starts the craziness. Yeah, oh, you know what I mean? I can't handle it. So I do a lot of analyse things that much now. When I hear the thing, there's been a mass shooting, there's been this, there's that, I'm quite confident to say that they're always talking shite. So drive me a bit nuts. I think that's like carbon copy of what's already happened. Making out like this company's like interfered with the Trump thing. And it's like, how could you interfere with that? It's like between the guy for The Apprentice or Bill's Bird. That was what they said. That's what you were given, like, not you, but that's what was given as an option. Now, is that, how can you actually manipulate that? You know what I mean? It's Elf is like the scandalous act out of everything. What the hell? Or Jeb Bush. Another Bush. Or or the apprentice, what the fuck? Probably beneficial that gets manipulated.
So do Scottish people that you know mainly talk about the worldwide talking points more than local issues? No. What do most Scottish people that you hang around with talk about?
They talk about all the talking points. I'm not sure that they wouldn't be up to date on a lot of the American things I would maybe know about, like, if you know what I'm saying. Or they would have a one-track way of thinking of the terror events, and they just fall right in line with anything that's dished out. And then you've got all the kind of, you had all this crap here about the independence voting, and then you've got, like, what else do they stir us up with?
Stuff. Oh yeah, you had the Scottish independence vote. Is that important still anymore, or is that?
That's embarrassing, man. I think it's embarrassing. I never voted in it or that, but it's like, oh man, who does that? You know what I mean? Would you like to not be like ceremoniously not a I don't know what do you call it, whipping boy gimp? No, we're just happy to be kept there. And if you asked anybody about it, very few people were like right into it, and a lot of people just say things like, well, I don't know if we would have been that much better off. And what I mean, like fivers and £10 notes, that's what people's thought on it as kind of thing. And it's just a big like waste of time, money, all the money that must be spent on all the stupid propaganda stories and scaring this way, scaring that way. At the end of the day, even if they said, right, okay, he's an independent, we would have still been European Union and that. So how's that independent anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah, how independent can you be in this integrated world anyway?
Are they going to let us like run about up here like we... Like, you're always going to be like, civilized confinements, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And eyes and sort of measures make sure, man, that like people aren't able to camp out here in like Loch Lomond, and they get around it by, oh, I mean, it's bloody idiot tactics as usual, but it's kind of like these thugs from Glasgow, these alcoholic thugs came up to Loch Lomond, and they were so thuggish that they set fire to the oldest tree around the loch, and I think we should stop being allowed to camp out now, and everybody backs up. Aye, they should, because they crazy Glasgow folk, and that's a lot of how would they know the oldest tree and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking shite, man. It's disheartening when you see people, like, back up their own. Well, man, I mean, sort of say, right, they're not going to be able to camp out and enjoy it, because some fable thug. You know, it's really bizarre. They have passed those laws, which is sort of Agenda 21, libertarian, like stuff they kind of the past decade or whatever. Bothered by Google or anything up.
Do people still talk about the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland?
It's American folk talking about that.
That's American? Okay.
It's American folk going into that. It's American, but we kind of have a laugh about it here, but. Oh, really?
So you guys laugh at anyone who brings it up, because that must, does that still come up today when tourists come over there?
Yeah, I think so. You could probably go up to Loch Ness, and there'll be folk going on tours around it and all that, you know what I mean? I don't know if
it's good for tourist business.
Probably. Anything here, anything, it's just like that, you know what I mean? A tourism commodity sort of a thing.
You don't hear about it today. I don't hear about it anymore, but I figured you might hear about it over there.
He might be fake, like. He might be a fake news story.
Yeah, the Loch Ness might be fake, you're saying? It's not real?
It might be. I mean, I don't know. I'll need to look back in that footage and stuff.
I've been out there, guys. I've been out there as well. I loved, yeah, when I saw Loch Lomond, or Loch Ness, yeah. Likeness, yeah, it was fun to be there. Yeah.
Did you see the monster, Bob?
Is it
no, I didn't. There was no monster.
I don't even know the official story anymore. Is there a lake called Loch Ness?
Inverness, it's up by Inverness, and I don't know exactly where it comes to the story, but I watched this fishing program that was on TV at my mum's not long ago, and this guy was saying that maybe it started because of a certain kind of, Norwegian kind of places that was a sizable, I don't know, it's probably just a lot of shit, you know.
Well, of course it is, but is the lake monster, what lake is it supposed to be in there? Is there a lake that it's in?
Yeah, I don't know, it's like, story. Ab, it's Lake Ness, Lake Ness. We went up there.
Okay,
Lake Ness.
Okay, Lake Ness. Okay. What is a loch? Is loch a lake?
Is loch lake? A lake.
Oh, a loch is a lake. So I'm on Loch Ontario?
Make a monster of Ab. It's a wee boat and take folk. Take
Okay, so loch is that Gaelic for lake?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it is. Is Gaelic the language of Scotland or the ancient language, or is it spoken or?
The language that was spoke here, there was Scottish Gaelic, there was Welsh, and there was, and then see how the kind of mode. American sort of native people, and then they made the schools, and if you spoke in Native American, whatever that language is, then you got punished. Well, they did the same thing here. They made schools, and if you taught Gaelic, you got, basically, and so
everybody...
You got beaten if you spoke Gaelic? You got beaten up at school for speaking the native Gaelic. It's like, they just wiped people in Scotland out, like they've is wiping other people out, you know what I mean?
Say that again. They don't like what?
They're just kind of wiping out, like, native culture and things like languages for a long kind of time. And for some reason now, the UN are backing a lot of local schools to start teaching in Gaelic again.
Oh, okay.
I feel guilty.
Does anyone speak Gaelic in Scotland now?
The right northerners, like maybe the Hebridean Island people, and know what they're saying.
Nobody in Glasgow or Edinburgh or... No.
Not really.
But can you understand Gaelic yourself?
Not at all.
Not a bit. Okay. So it's really a lost... So it's a lost language, really.
It's like language genocide because it was taken away, you know what I mean? There were steps, and it was something like the Highland Clearances. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. And that's when a lot of people from Scotland were sent over your way and stuff. And then, like, potato famines and all that. And they sent
so who was doing that? The English were just trying to clear out non-English?
Same old people. I'm not sure exactly who they are, but their tactics are very textbook, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Did they engineer any kind of... You're saying the English came up to engineer and clear out the Gaelic Scottish out of the country and maybe ship them over to New Scotland?
Ship them out, and then they were wanting to use, like, I'm not sure exactly, Ab. I'm actually really ignorant on this, but... Like, they wanted to use the land to, anyway, this story, quote-unquote, it's like, wanted to use the land was actually having it for more profitable than people. And so,
they
moved loads of people out. So, like, there's areas in Scotland, and they're beautiful areas, man, that are completely, like, there's no one there, but you can see that there was little mints, like, little... ruined houses and stuff, but they just cleared the island.
So do they still do a lot of sheep farming in Scotland?
Not as far as I know. I'm not sure. There's not much farming or that, really. Because it's not something that's happening at the time where...
So sheep farming is no longer big in Scotland?
I'm not into it, you know what I mean? Probably there's loads of folk into sheep here, but we're all just saying that the masons are not yet. No, there probably is album venture about things like that.
Well, do you ever travel around your country yourself? Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
You do travel around Scotland?
I would like to do more travelling, but I don't drive, so I've done a good amount of travelling around about here in England as well, countries, but I really would like to.
Have you been off the island? Oh yeah, okay.
It's a thing I would like to do more of, but it's just like, it's a really.
Did you say you have a thick accent, a light accent, or a normal Scottish accent?
A really entrenched one. If you heard some people, like some guys that are like, look, you'd be like, you wouldn't be able to even have this conversation, you know what I mean?
You're saying you have a thick, a medium one or a heavy one?
It's pretty full on, and I could like curb it in a bit, but it's, I don't know, I feel like we're doing that, so just hope people know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, could you, if you talk to an Irishman with a thick accent, could you understand him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People, or, I most English people could understand me, but I'm not sure.
Is Billy Connolly still the most famous Scotsman?
Yeah, he is quite, he's getting old now, him, but he's,
Oh yeah, he's getting up there.
Very well at the moment, I don't know.
So he's still one of the most famous Scotsmen?
I'd say aye, definitely. He's like a Glasgow man, really.
Mm-hmm. Is that different from an Edinburgh man?
Well, it probably isn't in reality, but Edinburgh is not really Scottish, if that makes sense. It is,
really?
There is areas of Edinburgh that's like, I don't know, like working class areas and stuff, cosmopolitan. It's a bit like London or probably most other capitals. It's not Scottish people from Edinburgh. You know what I mean? Though they exist.
You don't know Scottish people from Edinburgh. Is Edinburgh the capital of Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to be Stirling. ages ago. And Stirling's just like, you know what, it's like a tiny version of Edinburgh. We've got a castle, same.
Is that right? So you're saying Edinburgh's probably more of a United Nations city.
Even here's tainted with that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Well, is Glasgow the most populous city?
Is Ab. And it's like industrial, kind of like Manchester in England, or it's like an industrial city. What?
Oh, okay. It's the workhorse of Scotland.
Yeah, but it's also like the Scotland and the, you know what I mean? It's got problems, the area.
Does everyone get drunk in Scotland?
More or less. I mean, I don't do a lot of drinking myself, but.
No. How often would most people get drunk in Scotland?
Problems in Scotland. A lot.
Yeah, but how often would they get drunk? Weekly?
Well, if you're an alcoholic, you'll probably be drinking every night, unless you're...
Yeah.
One or whatever.
Why is alcohol such a big problem there? Is alcohol cheap there?
Maybe, I don't know. It's just like, it's here, it's always... It's like so entrenched in people and a way that people... they think they're socialising, but...
Is drinking and driving a problem there?
Oh, because our bill here, you know what I mean? Like everywhere else, are obedient as well as they still follow. Like I can remember when everybody did just drive and drink.
Yeah.
And that was just maybe when I was just starting to remember things. I can remember that.
Yeah. Oh, you mean people were regularly drinking and then just.
It's legal to just drive the road,
and then wobbling down the road, maybe hitting a light pole here and there.
I'm just getting in, though, and as far as I know, I don't know how being a non-legal thing, I don't know. That's an interesting kind of thing to think about, though.
No, but do they make a big deal of it in the media?
Oh, God, the way that the government sort of do, like, advertisements and, like, don't drink and drive this Christmas time, and then they show you, like, you know, that sort of an advert that's, like, moral sort of, I don't know how to put this. There'll be things about drunk driving, wearing seatbelts, not going over level crossings. Why do you need to be propagandised not to go over level crossing? That's insane to me, you know what I mean? Do not drive when there's a train coming. Don't do it.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how stupid some people are. But so because I'm just curious, because if you say drinking is, then you, logically, it would follow that drinking and driving might be a big problem there, because if everyone's drunk, they got to get home somehow, or they're already at home.
Honestly, it's not really linked. It's quite strange, but it's not really linked. I'm not sure.
Hey, Kelly, when we were up there in Scotland, we drank a whole bunch of Stella Aqua, and they call that the wife beater. Yeah, you know?
It's crazy, man, names like that. Or, I really don't like, I'm not a drinker at all. I mean, I do maybe have one, every times a year, but I don't like drinking, I don't like the taste, I don't like being drunk, but... Man, most people like drinking here. I think it's the same in England now as well, man.
Yeah.
A kind of stereotype.
Well, look, I'll tell you the God's honest truth. I love a beer, and I've had 10 of them tonight. And I don't feel like beating my wife, but look, if that's your... I don't know what your weapon of choice is.
That's how we roll here, Rolo.
All right, I'll keep you and Abba's... Ab hasn't taken a drop in, like, he's a teetotaler. When's the last time you had a beer, Ab?
Oh, I hate beer, so I can't remember.
Or the last time you've had an alcoholic drink. When's the last time you had an alcoholic drink?
I might have had a glass of wine at Christmas.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't beat the wife?
No. She's too strong.
Okay. I won't get in the road. You keep going.
We're just doing a review of Scotland for those who don't know much about it, like me. I don't know much about it. I know where it is, but we don't hear much about it. Maybe nothing's happening there.
Ab, you've never been to Scotland? Scotland is the most awesome place. I've been to New Zealand and Scotland. It's almost the same. It looks exactly the same. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I was going to say it. Yeah. But there's more sheep in New Zealand.
Oh, there are. Yeah, that's where they get their sheep. Sorry, Kelly, to cut you off. What about the, have you ever seen one of the tattoos? Have you ever seen one of them live? The Scottish tattoo? No, it's a thing that they do at Edinburgh Castle. It's just called a Scottish tattoo. Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know. What are we talking about? What is it? It's just like...
I'll post it.
Military bands playing bagpipes, and it's all military, and it's all really to do with the Queen and shit, probably, if you strip it down.
Is she the Queen of Scotland as well? Elizabeth? I means yes.
Yes, it means I. Yeah, it means yes.
Okay.
She's the Queen of Canada too, eh?
Oh yeah, she's our Queen, yeah. Mm-hmm.
As well. Fuck this, man. That's shite.
Well, are there any monarchists in Scotland that like the Queen?
There's hundreds of them. You would be so surprised, because see how I said about the Catholic Protestant thing? Well, that takes on bizarre twists here. Like, you've got the thing is related with, like, Rangers football team. It's also related with Masons. Like, they are, like, proddies, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's quite as pronounced that way in, like, America and stuff, but it's got, an orange...
Did you call them proddies?
Proddies, aye.
Proddies? That's a Protestant?
Aye, it's like... Mm-hmm, and then you got Catholics, and yeah. I'm really neither of the above, but I was brought up proddy. Like,
proddy.
Fuck that, it's terrible, man.
Proddy, and you got... What are Anglicans? Are they proddies?
English people? Anglicans.
No, Anglicans. Because the Queen of England is the Queen, she's the head of the Church of England, which is Anglican. Is that right?
Yeah, Anglican.
I can't keep my, I'm not too up on my religion, so.
popular with that.
Are there, so is the Anglicans, is that a separate group in Scotland?
You would say that the Proddies, all right, I'm not being like, I was brought up like that, I'm just using that terminology, Protestants, Catholics, the Protestant people, if you're right into that, which has been into sort of like the Orange Order, I mean like my dad was a bit like this, into Rangers, into Mason or anything, but in my family, and that's related to Protestantism in this country. Mm. I can't really think, there will be Catholic Masons, it's not commonplace, or I've never heard of it here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, well, there's not really any race, like, obvious race divide here that you can, like, no. I see them, how they do that in America. It's disgusting, man. I see how they do it, though. It's not really here to a degree, but it's
pretty new. The difference is you can't just walk down the street and see a proddy by looking at one.
Unless he's wearing this football top, or unless, do you know what I mean, locally, the men especially, but women do this as well, like my cousin.
Oh, you're saying that if you wear your football jersey, you're advertising for your
Rangers
side?
Rangers and Celtic.
Hold on, what's a Ranger? The only Ranger I know is the Ranger from Yogi Bear.
Glasgow Rangers football team and Glasgow Celtic.
Okay, so the Rangers are proddies? Is that right?
Yeah, and Celtic are more associated with Catholics, and then starting up when necessary, you know what I mean?
Could there be a Catholic on the Ranger team?
Yeah. There's been like one guy, I think his name is Mo Johnson, played for both teams. Like, what? That was completely like...
Is that a bad thing?
It was just a bizarre occurrence.
Would he get towel whipped in the bathroom by the proddies?
I don't know. I just think we use it as a big, like, it's a big mechanism of control.
So the main divide is between religions in Scotland, if they want to divide people up.
I would say so. That's your main thing there, or just using things like that, independence thing, get people that fear and get other folk riled up what they do it, and then just should be able to like get on better and share ideas and that, but not the way that it's like indoctrinated to positions don't really make any sense. So if I say to someone, it's completely
Hey, Kelly,
really
Kelly, Kelly, do you like audios? Are you an audiophile?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to point you to a sublog called moreab.fakeologist.com. Are you aware I have a sublog,
yes.
moreab.fakeologist.com?
A little sort of a note-taking blog that you keep, am I right?
Yeah, it's a sublog underneath the fakeologist.com banner. It's called Moreab, MOREAB. I want everyone who's interested in other audios to go there. I don't just listen to fakeologist stuff, but I do listen to many things with the fakeologist bent. And one of the exciting things about fakeology, it's really the study of people and groups and disrupting groups and forming groups and dividing groups. That's really what this science, that's a real science, is just studying human behavior. And I listened to a pretty good ad. I listened to a pretty good audio. There's one of the biggest audio podcasts in the world is This American Life. And you can take it for what it's worth, but it's a professionally done with large numbers of producers. And one of the shows that I listened to from about 10 years ago was about a group of Santa Clauses that formed an alliance and formed a group in the United States. And you should listen to the audio because it's a fascinating stuff. You'd think would be the friendliest, happiest people in the world, how they can be easily divided and set upon each other. over the most trivial things. Now, if they were all a group of Mrs. Clauses, it might not happen in the same way, but I've told you earlier that men and women behave differently, and men are obviously far more aggressive, and even if they're old men with beards that go down to their knees, they all behave similarly. And you should listen to the audio and just listen to how small issues can just become world wars in the Santa Claus world. It's really fascinating when you want to...
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Kelly, just give me 2 minutes. Gotta take a minute here.
Yeah, it's gotta take a minute. And yeah, I was just listening to Billy Connolly doing the Celtic versus Rangers Bovril thing. That's a classic.
Sorry.
Do you remember that?
What one was that rule? Sorry, never.
The Bovril. Bovril. You know where he was a Celtic supporter and he got. Unfortunately, he got put into the Rangers. You know, it's just Billy Connolly being Billy.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it's a classic. I put it into the live stream. Let's invite Napoleon Wilson. Why doesn't he want to come into the live stream? Come on, Napoleon. Anyway, look, I'll let you and Ab continue on. And, yeah, I don't want to get too much in the road, but it's a good conversation tonight. Yeah, it's great. And yeah, there's Morab, morab.fakeologist.com. And there's, of course, he's gone, ha! There is, what is it? Now that Chris Kendall and John Adams have got their site back, which is hoaxbusterscall.com now. It's not Blogspot. Yeah, Blogspot got nicked off them. And do you... you don't have a website, do you? There's also Del Quaz. No? Go.
Outside radio.
Blogspot.com. Or A View from the Bog. Yeah. A View from the Bog.com, I think, is how you can find it. Yeah. He's a great guy. And, yeah.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Oh, he's the sweetest. He's the sweetest guy that ever drew breath. And from what I hear, no. Yeah, go. Yeah.
Irish folk are nice. I mean, how can you say that? Like, an area are nice or not. But I don't know. I just feel like I like their banter. You know what I mean? Their patter's good. And Irish and...
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, I took a 22-hour trip from Australia to get to Del. You know, if he wasn't the sweetest guy that ever took breath, I wouldn't make the effort. And you're a member of Delqua's pub on Discord, so yeah, so you know, it's all good. Oh yeah, hold on. He says he still wants a bumper from you, Kelly. I think you already did the full bumper, didn't you? You're all good. Yeah, he's
good. But
he's all good. I was about to say, hey, Kelly, you're a man. there's no what is it, gender. Are you into any of that gender nonsense that they're really pushing at the moment?
Gender, man, that's crazy and nonsensical and doesn't make sense and I don't know. One of the things that's at the
moment. It's crazy, isn't it? This gender, this gender thing is just crazy. Gender wars. I think this new Star Wars, The Last Jedi, is really, the internet's just gone absolutely crazy on that. Yeah.
It's more obvious things that they could meddle a bit with to annoy. You know what I mean? It's a strange, like.
Yeah. But it's insane. Like, it's insane. Look there. Napoleon Wilson's put the. Because they've just turned Doctor Who, who was a good sport, Peter Capaldi, they've turned him into a white English woman. Oh my God, it's just. Wrong to me.
I hate that program anyway. I'm glad that he's a
anyway, I think Ab's ready to come back. Ab, are you there? Is he ready to come back?
Ghosts and Ab's more absent. Let's end.
He's an easy guy to talk to, isn't he, Ab? He's our Canadian. He really is so easy to talk to. And when it comes to fakeologist subjects, great. And then he's got more Ab, which is more where you can go onto other subjects. But I did like the fact that you brought up the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, that's one of the fakest things ever, in my opinion.
Oh, it's one of those things. It's like, it'll be kind of interesting to find out where that story came from, but you're never going to find out. And you know it's a lot of shite. Well,
it's to get tourists. It's a tourist thing. It's a simple tourist thing.
They love William Wallace and Braveheart. I'm here to find out because my family comes from William Wallace. They're related to William Wallace. I used to work in the castle here.
What did you do? Pull beers? Did you pull beers or what did you?
Sort of talk about what life was like if you used to work there and shit like that.
So you did the whole history, talk to the tourists about history and whatnot. Yeah.
I've not got a clue about it, but it's just kind of.
It's a job.
It's like talking about dinosaurs
or whatever. It's a job, right? You don't have to believe it.
What's his name? Dressed up as that one, the Burns Watch. What's his name again? You could just sort of like live in history things. See, when I left school, I did do a traineeship thing in theatre arts.
Theatre arts. Oh, okay. So you're an acting thing, yeah.
And then I worked for a wee while doing things like I wanted to be an actor, do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. On stage, you never wanted to be on. Because you sent me a picture of you the other night. You're a very pretty lady.
It's just like I did do a couple of television things
and
embarrassing for me to think back on that and shit.
Well, you just did some ads or something? Some advertising?
It's embarrassing, it is on the internet, right? For how long? A month. I'll show you the link to it. No, I'm kidding. Show you. It was a sort of a acted out thing about a guy called serial killer, apparently in Glasgow. So it was sort of like working in some things.
Oh, okay. So like a dirty dicks type thing, a sort of actor's restaurant. Yeah.
No, it's a dirty dick.
You know, dirty dicks. In Australia, it's called dirty dicks, where you go to a restaurant and they put on a show for you. A show. Yeah.
Right. Historical character or something.
That's the one, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's a mad name for it, eh? That sounds like something.
They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun, yeah. There was a show called, what was it, the movie that, it was called The Cable Guy. Remember there, and he put the chicken skin on his face.
Jim Carrey guy, you know.
Jim Carrey put, yes, and he went Silence of the Lambs. You know, it was that sort of show. If you remember, yeah. Where's Ab? Where's Ab gone? We've lost Ab. I think Ab must be at work. I thought he was in his studio tonight. But you've been excellent tonight, and you're a wealth of knowledge, it's so good that you got into this game, because you make us all feel calm, you know, when you meet people like-minded, which you are obviously are in the media fakery aspect. Yeah, it's nice to hear it. Yeah,
you like the role, do you? It's like I feel like.
Oh,
yeah, I've not got anybody to talk to.
It's lonely. Yes, it's lonely. It's lonely as fuck. Lonely as fuck. Yeah.
It's lonely as fuck.
Yeah.
Hard man.
Yeah, man.
I'm not shy anymore.
You are certainly not shy. You're perfect. All right.
You know what made me stop being shy? Because when Christmas and then I was a wee bit like, I don't think Hoaxbusters are happening anymore. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm such an arsehole, never like taking part, yeah, being a fiend. So
yeah, what happened? What happened, Kelly?
No, when it was a wee kind of hanging the comfort off for a wee month, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happened was Chris Kendall. I think he had an interview with these two vegans, and it pissed him off or something, and he smashed up all his gear, and then he fucked off and went on tour, and
talking to vegans and all, but you know.
Go again.
I'm only joking. No.
Yeah, that's all right. You can joke. Look at who wrote that? Oh, Napoleon. People say it's lonely at the top, but I sure like the view. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't mind being at the bottom of the pyramid. Well, but
I'm some strata. You know what I mean? Like people that try and climb up, but I want to be middle upper class. No. I'm working class, and that's it. And yourself.
Yeah. You know your place. You know your place, Kelly. You know your place.
I'm happy. I'm happy in here.
That's fine. That's fine. Me too. Hashtag me too. Yeah.
It's just easier to feel like that than to do unnatural things. You know what I mean? Like people that are in your
Rollo's upper class at Fakeologist.
I know my place, Ab. I know my place. All right, I'll go back on mute.
That's funny.
How long has Fakeologist been here for, Ab? When did you like start the website?
Well, I think it started pretty. I've always had a blog, even before Fakeologist. It was more about political stuff. I'm pretty sure I got it going in 2012. Can you do you ever look through the archives?
Yeah, I've looked through that. There's like some amount of stuff, and I meant to say as well that
people look through the archives actually.
It's called Residual Sync or something. It's an R word, and then it's sync, and I think it's like torrents or something. And I've always meant to like download that. You know what I mean? It's like
you were gonna download what?
Something on your website, it's like, archives, and it's also recommended audios, and I think you keep them in a thing called, something called Resilience.
Well, those are just categories. You could look at, every post has a category. So if you wanted to look at one category of posts, you could, by clicking that link. I guess most people don't do that.
Set up, man. Your stuff's nicely set up. And,
yeah,
a lot of your time, man. Like, you put a lot of effort into that. But maybe you're just like...
I just do it throughout the day. It's just my... it does take a lot of time, but it's fun. It's fun to make better sense of the media that we're given. Not be scared of it.
There's an awful lot. Fakeologist has got attracts like the if someone is Fakeologist is where they're probably that's what it seems like to me. Like
what?
So it's a busy website. Your website, isn't it?
Well, it's multifaceted. Out. We've got the audio chat. We've got the Discord. We've got many sub blogs. We've got lots of. A lot of comments. No, not too many comments. We've got quite a few comments. We could use more comments. I notice Peace of Mindful gets maybe 100 comments in a day sometimes. They're really... You never know who is going to be a commenter. Never know who's it. Yeah. I just got an email from someone today who says, my registration process is too complicated. And literally all I do is you register, I send you an email saying... Just say a few things about yourself, and then I'll approve you. As opposed to just letting everyone come through, because you get a lot of bots that register. I'm not going to approve them unless they send an email back, and they don't use real emails, and therefore I don't have to approve them. So it's a lot easier than waiting till they spam the website with their advertising.
It's funny how people spend the time to tell you that your website's too hard to register with. Is that not actually just going through it, even if you thought it was a hassle? Like, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people will get back.
Yeah,
to
how's it a hassle? You put your name in, your email, press the button, and then you get an email back saying, "Are you a real person?" I don't think that's that hard.
Well,
it's hard for a computer robot to do that.
Why is it not understandable that you would take wee measures? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to try and make things a little easier for me. I don't have anyone to do the job for me, so luckily I don't get that many registrations, which means people aren't interested or they don't know, they can't find the registration button.
I think it's it was
or I pissed them off like Jesse Waugh says he's not coming back. What the hell? Do you think he'll come back? Yes.
I don't know.
Well, look,
it doesn't bother me.
No, well, it bothers me because, again,
why?
I just want to say publicly because I have the highest respect for him for Nucleus, and I didn't mean to question him too hard. Did you think I went too rude?
Well,
you said it wasn't.
Obviously, you hit a sore spot. Why should the truth be controversial?
Good point. I didn't. It was that night when you. I thought you went. Yeah, anyway, look, we've already made up. Look,
Jesse,
if he's not a Jesse, he can come back. But again, it doesn't...
You and me or you and Jesse? Who made
me
up?
Me and you.
Oh, no,
I
haven't
made up with
you.
Yeah. What?
We have to keep... We haven't made up. We have to keep a certain friction amongst us. Otherwise, people won't tune in until the next show. No, I'm still mad at you for being so rude. Did you know what
Okay. Are you really? Are you joking or real?
Did you look up the definition?
Yeah, I did. I did afterwards, yes.
I didn't think rude is such a bad thing. It just means you're slightly unrefined and crude.
Yeah, a bit rough around the edges, that's right.
Wait. Didn't John Laws call you rude? He called you a lot worse.
He called me a coward. He called me all the things under the sun. Let me just go through it again.
I don't think you're a coward. I think that's awful that he said that. Because you are definitely not a coward. I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah, and get this, Ab. His producers never asked my number. For him to say that he never... look, it's like writing an anonymous letter or something. He called me cowardly there. His producers never asked for my phone number. So that's bullshit. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's saying that's a lie when Liz Jackson called him a liar. He's a fucking liar. Rude boy. There we go. Napoleon Wilson. Rude boy. Yeah. He is. He can't help himself. Sorry, Kelly, to talk over you, but yeah, John Laws. I like the guy a lot, but he has been exposed, and I know John LeBon says exposed is some sort of, what is it, conspiratard talk? No, he was exposed. And he changed his whole radio style after the fact that Liz Jackson exposed him for calling people and then wanting them to pretend that they called him.
The heck,
it was that simple. It's that fucking simple. Anyway, there you go.
Come again. Have you seen a garbage?
Sorry, I'll let you guys go. You keep going. I'll be listening in the background.
I like listen to the audio chats and my catch up later on, and I'll give you the rundown on how rude I think you are, right? Out of five on the Richter. Good Richter scale. I'm only joking.
Did anyone actually call John Laws and you plucked his number into the Discord? Remember you put it.
That's a good question. I haven't been, like, seriously, I don't listen to him anymore. I only called him. No, I don't. I called him that day as a little bit of a bet for...
Delcroix.
That was all.
I wish you got a few more plugs in. I wish you had your...
I know!
Good.
Oh, look.
Make some proper notes. It's good to make notes, because then...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ring a few people at TUE and 2GB. John Laws is... He only gets about 1 million listeners now in Sydney. If you get
no
TV, way. If you
there's
get 2GB,
no.
you get 3 million.
How many people are in Sydney?
22 million. Oh, no, 23 million in Australia. It's about 4 or 5 million in Sydney, yeah.
There's no way. You're trying to tell me that one out of every 4 or 5 people are listening to the radio?
He's still got a massive listenership.
No,
he does.
No way.
He's here in Newcastle.
That's a lie. Nobody is
listening
to the radio.
Well, that could be a lie, but look.
Australians are completely different. From the rest
of
the world.
He does not post his figures anymore. He doesn't post his figures anymore.
No one is listening to the radio anymore. All right. Are you new? Radio is dead.
They still listen to them in their cars. Come on, Ab. They do. On their way to work.
He does the drive-in or the drive-home?
No, that's a good point, because he is from 9 till 12, so
okay,
everyone's at work by then.
Nine, 9 to 12 is a dead spot on the radio. That's
right.
That used to be housewives at home listening after the children went off to school. 9 to 12 is a dead zone, I think. And so is 12 till 4. They're two dead zones in the day. We have some of the most inane talkers over here during that period. They're talking about bus lanes and just the most trivial things you've ever heard in your life. Nobody's listening to John Lodge.
When I was on radio in Taree on 2 Bob FM 101.3, I had the 7 till 9 spot, and then for a while there, about 6 months, I had the 12 till 6 in the morning, 12 at night till 6 in the morning.
Great,
and all I got were two bakers listening, two bakers.
Yeah. Well, that's radio is pretty dead.
Oh my God!
And as a matter of fact, my way of looking at radio is they are going to probably sell off. The only reason you would buy a radio station today is because whatever frequency you quote unquote own, which I guess you don't really own the frequency, you're going to be able to sell back to industry, most likely the telecom industry, and they're going to use it for just mobile data. Yeah. That will be valuable. But no one, over-the-air radio is done. Put a fork in it. It's literally like the only reason you buy a radio station is to hope one day down the road they're going to come along and say, okay, that frequency, we're going to use it for cellular data now, and we'll give you $10 million or $100 million for it. And that's the end of it.
I'm just remembering back to the good old days, Ab, and... I did enjoy that episode of South Park when Randy bought the Blockbuster video, and everything was on like an iPad now. All your movies are on iPad. He paid some ridiculous price for it, but back in the day of getting the brand new record, and you got the brand new records, and they came in, and you could throw them on. It was just so much fun. But we are talking 1986, 87 when I was doing that.
Yeah.
And, they were good times. Yeah, it was great.
But the other thing I was going to say about John Laws is he was being disingenuous when he said he has no idea who you were. He was definitely a liar in that. He's just a grumpy old man.
Yeah, that's all right. He can be a grumpy old man if he wants to. 1-300-564-652. Call now. And when he doesn't get callers, he gets grumpy. So, producer, when I rang, his producer didn't even take my number and put me straight to air.
Knows who you are.
Yeah, of course. But
you're a John Laws.
Well,
groupie, you're a super fan.
I am a super fan. That is true.
I'm not quite sure why, but you are.
I think because it reminds me of my youth, Ab, because when he was on Radioactive 2UE in 1988, 89, when I was living in Sydney, and I just loved radio back then when Andrew Denton and Oh my God, Uncle Doug Morey. Yeah. Doug Morey was the funniest, the best radio DJ I think I've ever heard, apart from Kenny Everett, the English radio guy. Kenny Everett, I think, is probably my favorite radio DJ of all. He went from Radio Caroline to the BBC, got sacked from the BBC, and then ended up doing a little bit of television. But yeah, Kenny Everett. And then there's internet radio, and then I think you are probably my favorite, apart from Chris Kendall.
Oh, stop it.
There you go.
It's all good. Yeah, you're one of my favorites too. You did a good job with Jesse. You have to get a little pointed, and you did a good job of bringing it back. And he did.
Yeah. And let me if Jesse's still listening, let me just say this: it might have been the most disgusting interview you've ever had, Jesse. But
no,
look, I want to say this. No. I want to say this. The best two videos, or the best two videos ever put on YouTube, which are on FakeTube now, September Clues and obviously Nuke Lies. September Clues and Nuke Lies. I don't know if you put September Clues on FakeTube yet.
Yes, it is.
It's on FakeTube. Good. Yep.
Go to the September Clues tour guide. All the September Clues. Did you know the September Clues video series? There must be 13 videos, maybe 11. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't count them. Did you know there's that many extra videos?
The thing is, Ab, and the thing that pisses me off is when Simon Shack lost his YouTube account, all the bloody messages that people have written are gone. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. Get over it. That's not a big deal. Do you think his latest research is going to help or hinder the September Clues research?
Again, I don't know enough about Tycho Brahe and this stuff. I haven't got his book yet until I get his book and read it.
He's getting into a very, very, a very big subject, the nature of the Earth, don't you think?
Well, maybe you should ask Kelly that question. Does she know a bit more about this than I do?
Kelly, what do you know?
I'm not really into the whole space thing and all that. And I mean,
Kelly, do you look up to the stars at night?
Yeah.
Do you think about these things, the planets and the bright lights in the sky and where they are at different times of the year? Do you follow all that?
She's is like obsessed with the moon, and she's got like it's like she's full of wonder. You know what I mean? Full of wonder about it and looks for it all.
You're talking about your 2-year-old niece.
Loves the moon, and it reminded me that like. Well, it's like
that's your 2-year-old niece you're talking about, right?
It's something that I think I'm more like, I'm happy just to be like in a bit of wonder about it, if anything. I don't think anybody landed on the moon or shit like that, but...
You don't care about that?
I do care. I'm interested in hearing people... I don't think I'll have much to contribute to anything like that, I don't think.
Yeah.
You never know, but I'd really just...
But do you think if he goes on tour worldwide with his 5 years of research, do you think the 9/11 will be brought up? Because, of course, that's what he's most famous for.
But does that help or hinder? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Depends from whose perspective you mean. I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch it play out. It really will be.
Something for 5 years.
I don't know either. I don't know either, but it's going to be very fascinating to see how it plays out.
Stars and planets. But I think I've just heard so much shite about that, like growing up, and that it's just like it should just be a wonder. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what it's all about.
So you don't really have an interest in the shape of the Earth, the nature of the solar system. That's not an interest.
It's kind of, like I say, it's interesting to hear people's opinions and whatever, and I've not really got a sort of set way of thinking, although I suppose even if I want to try and shake off like your educational indoctrinate, like it's hard to, I mean, I don't even know what space is, what's the beyond the clouds or shit like that, I've no idea, man. It's interesting, but it's just, it's always been something that I felt like just too much for me.
Yeah.
What What do you think of the International Fake Station, we call it here at fakeologist.com, International Fake Station? That's fake, isn't it? Don't you think, Kel?
I think it is, but I've not sat and went through it enough to say this is what I think of it exactly. But
you can see bubbles in space. I mean, it's a fraud. These guys are ripping us off, and you've got that.
Here's something that I was reading on Peace of Mindful. Someone named V. Mueller said I banned that person from Fakeologist. I may have done. But she says, we're told that satellites are 22,500 miles or kilometers up. It doesn't really matter. But if the satellite is the size of a large, say it's the size of a big truck, and say it had some shiny surfaces that could reflect the sun, do you really think that you can see something with the human eye that is 22,000 miles away or kilometers away? Do you really think that's possible? Because I don't. Do you think you could see something the size of a big truck or a football field with shiny things on it reflecting the sun that's 400 kilometers up? Do you really think you could see it with your eye? I don't.
Yeah, is there anybody ever said that they've seen it? Like, oh, I've seen the space station go by over my town city the night.
Like, go look at a plane flying over. It's 6 miles up, 10 kilometers up, and a plane is pretty big. See how big it is in your field of view. You can see it. I know you can see it. But see how big it is. And then tell me if you multiplied that by a factor of 40. Do you think you could see it? Because I don't.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we're looking for evidence here, and let's just bring up. Sorry to switch topics so quickly, listening to John LeBon and John Adams from Hoaxbusters call, and I was never saying when I brought up chemtrails with John LeBon when I was speaking to him last. I never thought that they were spraying nefarious chemicals and trying to mess with us. I just told him the evidence that I saw when I was up in Belfast with Delqua. So that's all I was saying. So
you're trying to clarify your stance on chemtrails?
My stance is this. I'm here in Newcastle, and I when I see contrails, they don't leave big long lines in the sky here. That's all I can say. They do when I'm in Ireland.
No.
Is there a
difference in the atmosphere over there?
I don't know enough about that sort of thing, but all I know is when I was in Kildare, which is where Delqua lives, and we went to Galway and we went to Belfast, and there were big long lines in the sky all over the place. So there you go.
On natural kind of formations, eh? That's what I think it's like. But I got quite into that, looking into that. What is it? Chasing that for a wee while. And whatever it is, if it is anything, I'm not sure what it is at all. But if it is something, then my God, man, that is like well hidden and propagandized against.
Sure. But I've got no evidence that, because me and Delqua were outside the pub. We had he had a few Guinnesses and I had a few Heinekens, and we were just looking up and looking at what we observed and lines in the sky, but we don't get them here in Newcastle. That's the only point. I try to make this perfectly clear. I didn't think they were spraying us. No. And Napoleon Wilson's just put a picture of the International Fake Station there with all the what are they called, those solar things that they say. Have you ever seen any video footage of them building that International Space Station, like them actual building it from scratch? I have never seen any. You see the videos of them sort of tinkering around with it, but building it in space, like bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
Is that what this... Yeah. I don't know.
And it doesn't mean we're flat earthers, just because we question the satellites and that. I think rockets just go up, go sideways and come down, and there's lots of evidence. That's all they do. They don't get into outer space. Do you remember Highlander, that wonderful line that Sean Connery says, stars are just pinholes in the curtain of night. That's what I think they are.
What they are. He's an Edinburghian. I've never seen that film before, believe it or not.
Ab's back with us. Have you seen film? Yeah, have you seen that film, Ab? We were just talking about the movie Highlander, which is a lovely Scottish film, 1986.
Is that what stars, what's his name?
Mel?
The other Mel.
The guy that directed it? Or the guy that wrote it? It was Russell Mulcahy. He's an Australian. And it was the main guy was a French guy called Christophe Lambert. Yeah, Christophe Lambert. And the other guy in it was a Scot who played James Bond by the name of Sean Connery. Yeah.
I like Sean, yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, and he said, stars are just pinholes in the curtain of night. And I think he's right. That's what I think they are.
Okay, all right. You're
don't think there's any outer space. I don't think there's any outer space. No.
Yeah. Well, no one's convinced us otherwise. Let's put it that way.
Well, all that NASA bullshit and this car floating in space, it just looks all like, what do you call it? Just CGI nonsense crap. Elon Musk said, it must be real because it looks so fake. That's what he said. What a piece of shit that guy.
That's inversion. That's inversion.
That's like fixing that eye. Do you know what I mean?
Say again, Kelly. Kelly, you're a little far away.
Is that any better? It's kind of like cheap CGI looking. It looks mental. I can't believe anybody believed in that when I see that.
Yeah, I agree. That's a lot better too, Kelly.
I think you're banging your mic. Someone's banging their mic. Are you, Kelly?
Not me. No. Yeah. Kelly's cool. And she's just got a little closer, that's all, to the mic.
Oh,
keep going, guys. Keep going.
How long have you been listening to Hoax Busters, Kelly? And how long have you been on the Fakeologist site or audios?
2016-ish, around about then. Maybe it's not that long. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, you're new. You're a newbie.
Yeah. It's hard to remember, like, time spans like that. Like, how long have I been? That's what I was saying about those bookmarks. It's quite handy, actually, to look back and get a bit of a time frame of what I was thinking at certain times. No longer than a year and a half, anyway.
And how did you find Hoax Busters and Fakeologist? Do you remember?
That crazy guy that there was an impression of him on the Hoax Busters thing there this morning. Stefan Molyneux, you know that guy?
Yeah, I know him. Oh, I know him. Yeah.
I had a
He's your old favourite.
Keep going, Kelly. Yeah.
Just like binge listening to him for some reason. And it made me feel like depressed, didn't it? Looked for other things, and I got a video of Jay Dyer that was kind of like critiquing him, and
feel
a bit better. And through him, I found I seen the podcast, so I kind of brought up really well. I can remember just thinking, I don't know, that seemed a genuine thing. I think I've heard like genuine folk, you know what I mean? Because everything else had been, I don't know. Chills and shit like that, Judy Woods and all that. And when you hear someone genuine and genuine people, which you just don't hear, you don't hear that. It's so like wall to wall, which is like, do you know what I mean? So just remember like listening in. And
so really, YouTube brought you in. YouTube is still pretty powerful, isn't it?
YouTube brought me in, and then I was like, do you know what? I can remember doing for this, you know what I mean? Trying to shape a kind of search on Google to try and find exactly what's going on here, and it was not easy to find your websites or Hoax Busters.
That may be by design or the way they're
Yeah.
Well,
the problem I have, Fakeologist and Kelly, the problem I have with Stefan Molyneux is it always says, again, I'll say it again, he makes himself out to be this massive philosopher and all of this. And he gets massive amounts of views, too. He gets about 100,000, 200,000 views per video, which isn't, at the end of the day, isn't that much. But still, always says the truth about and always goes mainstream media. It's beyond me. He never questions anything as far as...
Blames everything on women to a degree, I think. Which is like, he's maybe got points in some of the stuff he's saying, but kind of strikes me as a bit misogynistic, actually. And then he just keeps within the money system and within that sort of like reward system of success and money, and which I don't really agree with, to be honest with you. I think it's a lot of shite. So, what's that kind of like the anarchistic way of thinking or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's probably you're not doing much thinking because you're just adopting a set of values. You know what I mean? It's like, I vote for conservative and this is why, like, the people categorise themselves into one of these groups.
Hey, Kelly, he's a very clever guy. There's no doubt about it. Stefan, I tell you what, I'd like to hear Fakeologist or John Adams or John Le Bon interview Stefan Molyneux. I think those three would give him.
That'd be all right.
Oh, John Le Bon and Stefan Molyneux would be a great listen. I think John Le Bon would give him a good kick in the butt. Yeah, I think that'd be really, really good.
That'd be good. Yeah, I listen to that.
Me too.
He'd be interested in taking part in that though, because he's kind of like a one man circus. You know what I mean? It was just like him as well. I've seen him in debating Zeitgeist guy.
Joseph, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
it's a bit amateur dramatic-ish kind of thing. I don't know.
I'll tell you the truth. I liked Zeitgeist when I first watched it, but only the 9/11 part. But yeah, then after that, Peter Joseph, I lost it for me. That guy, he was spouting some French guy that was basically into getting rid of he was into depopulation. I didn't like him. Yeah.
We should all be living in a society where we're doing, like, adding up all the resources with the technology. It is the, like, zeitgeist movement. Yeah, I've seen quite a few people into that. Thinking that's a good idea.
Anyone who wants to reduce the population can't like people.
Yeah. Look, Stefan Molyneux and Peter Joseph can reduce themselves from the population if they want to, but that's up to them.
Yeah.
If they want to go and kill yourself, Stefan. Go and kill yourself, Peter. And that way you'd be doing us both a favour. Sorry, is that a bit too harsh? That's probably rude.
That's a little rude.
That's a little rude.
Yeah, but we get it. Yeah, it's crude, but it's okay. It's real. It's real.
Yeah. You can edit that part. Is there a chance you're going to edit that part out?
He wouldn't edit it if he said that about us. You know what I mean? Page people. It's like a wee bit of problem page callers. And
I think Rollo likes people.
I do.
Hello?
You traveled all the way across the world to see Delcroix. You must like him.
I don't like him. I love him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's nice.
True.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is he coming to Australia next?
I'd love him to come here. I'd love you to come here as well.
All right.
Yeah. I can't wait for the day that I get to meet you in person. That'd be awesome. Yeah. We have a really good time.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. Yeah. I'm not that much fun, so you'd probably be disappointed.
Oh, come on. Me and you can, get on a plane, go down to Mexico and have some really good fun.
Yeah.
And we go up, then we get the flight up to Edinburgh and see Kelly and have some real good fun. It'd be just a great time. Yeah.
Drunk.
There should be psychologists meet up.
Yeah, Fakeologist meetup sounds good to me. Sorry, Kelly.
No agenda show, does it?
Do they? All right. I don't listen to them because they're a bunch of shills to me. I don't like them.
Yeah. Kelly, they would say you start they're no agenda.
Sorry.
Yeah. Kelly, would you start a no agenda or a fakeologist meetup in Stirling? Do you think you could get anyone to come out?
Well, the only person from Stirling would probably be me. I don't think.
I wonder if that's true.
I'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
You think you're the only fakeologist in Scotland besides the other woman that was there? Forgot her name again.
People joining in from Scotland? Just registering and stuff?
No, not that I know. There was just that other lady, Mojo. Go listen, go back in the audio chat archives and listen to Mojo.
Remember she used to talk to Tom. I think I heard one of them.
Oh yeah, Tom Dalfra, yeah. It was a great chat. Hey guys, I've just been told no more talking from me. I'll keep listening, but right. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, for having the chat and the beautiful piano work that you did on the beginning of this call. Yeah, beautiful piano work. And thank you, Fakeologist, for everything you do.
All right. Thank you, Rollo. Yours, and say hi to Chrissy and Joe and whoever else is in the picture.
Will do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. There goes Rollo. Radio Rollo, in fact. Yeah, he has a good heart.
He's hilarious. I listen to Radio Rollo a lot, and I like the banter between him and people. Comedy.
Between Rollo and who?
People.
You like the banter between Rollo and who? I didn't hear that.
They used to do like a wee radio thing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand people being a bit like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Can you understand typo?
But it's like I'm speaking to him the other night there, and he just like jumps about thing to thing, and then I know about the button in thing and all that, but like it's an aspect that is kind of amusing to me, but he's mental. He's crazy. Like, I don't even mean he's mental. Like he's. I just think he's funny in a way.
You like typos humor, yeah? Do you find him easy to understand?
And he's saying, but it's just like, there was a audio chat not long ago. I was saying to Rollo where John Adams is like really trying to like speak to him and keep a conversation. I think it ended up just being the two of them. And like John was just like on the edge of the well on a pouch. To me, it was kind of a little bit funny, but it's not funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't remember that one. John Adams and Typo were talking. That's good. I don't know that one.
Around about the Las Vegas sort of a time. I'll see my little feed.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have to think about that one.
Well, I have to get in Marcus Allen's vault.
They were talking about his vault?
Yeah, I sneaked in it and sneaked my hat, my coat in it too.
Oh, you got in the vault?
It's wide open, really.
Was that recently?
Yeah, it's in the archive for Hoaxbusters on Archive.
Oh, you got it.
Marcus and...
Okay, you got to dig deep for that. Okay.
Up on it, and then I'm like, oh, I'm actually in the vault now, and then I figured out a way to download them all without having to sign up or anything. So you can basically download them all or stream them all, and...
Oh, good for you.
But then he's... I'll tell you what he's good for is like... How we would describe things to do with the internet and, you know what I mean, like technology things, maybe not so much to yourself because you're probably even better at that than he is, but like...
Oh, I don't know. Are you talking about, you're saying Marcus has got good technological information?
With him and Chris and stuff, obviously. And advertising, and I think it's something that's like, you can do that every day, and... I just couldn't do it. I don't like it. I don't like the techniques. So I'd say like that was a thing that probably put folk off about him. Was that? You know what I mean? That he was what he did for a living and what you do for a living if you're an archer, to be honest. And have you ever heard from him again?
Hi, this is English James from Spain, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.